Plus, I couldn't wear a scarf because I have a thingy.
And we're recording.
Sorry.
That's all right. Welcome, everybody.
Hello.
Hey.
Everybody's healthy.
Yeah.
Yay. Mostly.
Healthy enough.
On the way up.
Everyone's, all of our characters are going to sound way less sad / tired.
It was pretty bad last time, not going to lie.
We're just like, oh, we're doing it.
Octopussy.
So yeah, last time you guys were in the City of Cliffs, having arrived there via boat, and you guys staked out the competition and engaged in your first arena combat, which was a long slog of an event.
That's fine.
I've got some ideas this time to speed it up and make it hopefully a little more fun. You guys won.
What happened to Ruby's big bag of dice? You were talking about it, and then I went to the bathroom.
There.
Sorry.
And you guys got your... you guys won. You guys had kind of a big after party. Margaret Stumbleduck hooked up with another Purple Knight.
Shut her up.
God.
That was then. I didn't actually give you guys gold for your winnings last time, did I?
Nope.
You were going to do it.
And we trusted you.
I completely
forgot, so I'm just going to give it to you now.
Okay.
Rotvane.
You're actually giving it to us, or do we have to do the things?
You have to do the things.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Pushing it off on you, because I'm a jerk.
That's not true.
You want us to learn how to do it for ourselves.
Yeah, that's the ticket. Rotvane, you get 150 gold pieces.
I would like that in Electrum.
No, just kidding. You get 300 Electrum. Akra, you get 130 gold pieces. Panic and Margaret, you get 120.
Why does this vary?
Based on what we're doing, perhaps?
Based on your seniority.
Nope.
Oh, sorry, Deku, you also get 120.
120?
Mm-hmm. And comeliness.
And Telly, you get 100.
What? What?
And how pretty you are. You're so pretty.
What did that have to do with anything?
You weren't a part of the conversation.
We're just poking.
This is gonna make for great audio.
What did I miss?
I don't know. I missed it too. I have no idea what's going on.
Rock Bane makes the most money because he's the prettiest. Prettiest of all bugbears.
No, okay. We should just kept the chain of what did I miss going. It's somewhere on the table.
Rod Bane was so far behind in that conversation, though. I thought you were talking about me, and I was like, no? What?
No.
I'm a turtle.
He responded to me.
Okay. 3 years ago, somewhere deep in the eastern Carthalian forest. Panic, you are sitting...
In the Carthalian forest?
Yes. Panic, you are sitting on a tree branch, kind of overlooking the woods, as you often do, when you hear the sounds of grunting and climbing behind you. Ugh. Your adopted sister plops down next to you on the branch. She's kind of like, you're really far up here.
I want to fly.
I know. Maybe someday you'll get some sort of magical item. I've heard the moms talk about those... She says, so Mom told me you're leaving.
I should have let your mother sell you to the orcs.
Come on now, don't be mad. I just want to know, you've only been here like 10 years, that's not long at all.
Don't you forget about me.
I could never forget about you. I just thought, I mean, I know you guys live, like, a lot less long than I do. But, I don't know, it just seems pretty quick.
Life is a highway. I wanna ride it all night long.
Yeah, I kinda wanna get out of here, too. But, you know, the moms are getting older. And, you know, as they keep pointing out, I'm still technically a teenager. Even though I'm 50 years old. It's hard being a dwarf.
That'll do, pig.
She places a hand on your shoulder and says, thanks, I appreciate that. It means a lot coming from you.
I will remember you. Will you remember me?
Of course I'll remember you. And just so you know, like, even if I'm not there in person, like, I'm still your big sister, and I'll always be there for you. No matter where your adventures take you. Have you thought about where you're gonna go?
These boots are made for walking. That's just what they'll do.
She says, yeah, gonna find some new songs out there?
Will you stop doing the same thing over and over?
I don't know how to make punchy sound. Like, how would punchy have said that?
It was supposed to sound like punchy.
That's good.
Yeah, well, okay. She says, just so you know, if you're ever in a big scrape, I'll find you. No matter where you are.
We are family.
She says, damn right we are.
I got all my sisters with me.
And she starts singing with you. Cut to, you are standing and looking up at six very hungry looking tabaxi who are looking down at you.
Oh, danger zone.
The rest of you, you are in the city of cats.
Dance.
Yes. And you've all been invited to a pre-fight dinner with the opposing team. Apparently it's tradition around here. To sort of get to know each other. And, you know, it kind of helps amp the rivalry, they feel like. Or as they like to say here, they like to play with their food before they eat it. It's going to be the first of many head shakes this session. So, you guys are all seated at a big long table, the six of you plus Priya. The six of them, though they do not have a comparable Priya. And then some sort of local magistrate who is hosting. It's been a few weeks since your fight in Juba. You guys have traveled up inland from the city of Calista.
When you say few, you mean like 2 to 3?
Yes.
Okay.
What's a few?
What else would you meant?
5 to 7.
That's what difference does it make?
A lot. If we haven't worked in 2 months, that's a big thing. But if it's, you know, a couple weeks of
it's been 2 to 3 weeks since.
I'm genuinely not trying to.
Oh,
be
no,
obnoxious.
No, no. It's a big difference. Yeah. And so you guys have gone thick into this forest that occupies most of the center of the continent.
And there were no madcap adventures in the woods?
Oh, there was, you know, just this, that, and the other, but nothing important enough to be on camera. So you are here.
Here, kitty, kitty, kitty.
Uh-oh.
Here, kitty, kitty, kitty.
So you've been invited to this dinner, and they've just kind of... They're looming over you, and then they're, like, not at you, and they go to take their seats.
So did they, like, knock her down or something?
No, they're just...
Intimidating me.
Looming, not they... Okay.
Not like, they weren't, like, pushing them over.
They're just very tall.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, especially compared to her. She's very short.
I'm a little.
How tall are you?
I think I am...
Description.
4 feet.
Okay.
And I weigh 35 pounds.
Oh.
These cats are all big and muscular. Anyway, so the magistrate, he introduces himself. He says, "Hello, everybody. My name is Balasar. I'm one of the many magistrates here in Umfaloko, the city of cats. And I welcome you all to my home for this delicious meal. This is a little bit of a tradition we have here before we have an arena match, just to let the two sides enjoy a meal together. Before, you know, they duke it out on the arena battle, you know. We're civilized. That's what we're getting at here."
"What are you serving?"
We have a variety of courses. It's an omnivore's meal. Though, of course, if you have any sort of dietary restrictions, we will honor that. What sort of things do you like to eat there, big fella?"
"Not fish."
He looks for a second as if he can't decide if you're making an offensive stereotype or not. But decides to let it pass. He says, "Not a fish fan, huh? Well, you're missing out." He says, "The river here has some of the best catfish in all of the free cities."
Catfish.
What's this guy's name again?
He says, "My name is Balasar."
Balasar?
Mm-hmm.
Are we in his home or a restaurant?
You're in his home.
Okay.
And so he has a big long table with enough seats on both sides for you to sit down. He says, "So, you all are from Rakan, is that correct?"
"Oh, recently."
"Yeah. For your purposes."
Mm-hmm. He says, "Well, the Jets here, they're all from, they're our local hometown team." They'll nod. I mean, he says Jets, they all...
Oh, Lord.
He says, "So why don't you go around and introduce all each of yourselves?"
"Oh, we're having a mixer before dinner? Like cocktail mixer?"
"No, you guys have just been seated. Yeah, there are cocktails." And...
"So what do we see? Like, who's around?"
So it's him. There's, like, people bringing food in and out and drinks in and out. And across the table are six different tabaxi. And I'll describe each of them as they introduce themselves. But first... he's having you guys introduce yourselves, so.
Like, first day of school style? Like, "Hi, my name is such and such," and you're going around in a circle?
"What did you do with your summer vacation?"
Yes, Priya's just sort of like, "Yes, I'm Priya. I'm the, organizer and leader of this troop." She says, "The best fighting troop in the free cities." And the cats across the table go, she says,
"The mighty rot vein. I have fought everywhere, and now I will fight here, but not during dinner."
Also says, "Oh yes, I've heard of you. You're you made quite the name for yourself in the fighting circuits." Says, "What about you, Bird?"
"Allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and fame. I'm just a girl."
Didn't get your name there. It was
Panic.
Panic, that's a good name.
It's great.
How about you?
I'm Akra. No need to worry about me.
He looks at you.
I'm Deku.
Says, what do you do?
Beat things up.
You have a fighting style, or?
I have to remember how to play this character. Yeah, I beat things up with my fists.
Pugilist, alright, I love it. How about you?
I just don't like that word.
with the fancy armor.
I'm trying to remember what my musical instrument is.
Isn't it a lute?
I thought it was like a schwarm or something.
Something, I think it was stringed. I think I'm just going to say it's a fiddle, because I can
think that
blow
might
it
be
like and
a schwam.
It too.
I think it was a schwam.
A schwam?
Mm-hmm.
Stop, look at me, schwam.
Because we were both like, hey, I have a schwam too.
What the fuck name was I going to go with this time? I'm Maggie Duck, and I can kick your ass many different ways.
When you see me, you better duck, because I'm come flying at you. I was planning mean Phil. I am so great, my companion here is often choked up.
Well, maybe you can give us a rousing rendition of
something. No!
I got the energy. It's fine. I can do this the night before a fight.
And you there, tall, dark, and brooding with the dog.
Mm-hmm. I'm Del.
Brought a dog into a cat house.
I'll shoot things at you.
He said, now I'll just have you know, your dog gets up to any dog business in this house.
Mm-hmm.
He's out.
I don't know.
Your boss here has assured me that he's very well trained.
It'll give you an excellent rate on insurance.
Wait, what?
Business? Dog business?
Nerd.
He sells insurance. It's a business. He's a dog. She's the brawn.
Across the table. the biggest and burliest of the tabaxi. Says, my name's Esmeralda Castleon. She says, I'm the leader of the troop. She's gonna cock back, a bit of a swagger. She says, we Jets are currently undefeated in the flight. And when she says Jets, everyone goes. currently undefeated in the fighting championship. She points down to the person next to her, who's wearing kind of this monk outfit. She says, my name's Sophia. She says, my interests are food and kicking ass.
I like you.
Next to her, there's a cat kind of in these green robes, big, big fluffy cheeks, kind of a Maine Coon-esque tabaxi.
Flurfs.
And he sits there. And then Sophia elbows him. He's like, huh? Name's Xander. I'm a druid. Are we fighting you guys now?
Not right now.
Go back to sleep.
Yeah, bone. Okay. And he kind of zones back out. His eyes don't close, but you get the idea that he is not here. Next to her, a cat wearing kind of blue scarf. So, name's Florentine. Florentine Phalanx. Pleasure to meet you all. She says, that's Xander there. He's his own thing. She says, my specialty is two-weapon fighting and never losing. next to her, another cat. She's wearing actually kind of a fancy jacket with like patches on the elbows, and she's got a pipe. She says, "Oh, hello. Name is Jasmine Gepardo." She says, "I trained at the finest universities here, and I'm a master of strategy and tactics. Pleasure to make all of your acquaintances." And lastly, at the end of the table, much shorter than the rest, probably about 4 feet tall, wearing blue robes and a hat that covers most of his face, so you can barely only see half of it. And he says, Katka, and I'm a wizard, as you may have guessed from the hat and the robes.
Does he have a cat beard?
No, he actually looks pretty young. You get the idea that he's
kitten.
Probably not much out of adolescence. Young adult. He says, I'm the newest member of the Jets, and happy to be here. Happy to engage in some good-natured fighting.
Well, we are nothing if not good-natured.
Jets. Baby shark.
It is Sharks versus Jets, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
I have escaped the baby shark thing. I don't know what anybody's talking about.
Baby shark, good.
Yeah, me either.
So they start bringing out drinks and meals, and
I want to sidle up to Xander.
Mm-hmm.
Hi. Hello. I'm Maggie.
I think I said him. Yeah, I'm Maggie. Hi.
Oh, hi. I'll take a warm glass of milk, thank you.
That's nice. I don't care. You're a druid?
Yes.
So, what are you on? What did you grow? Like, is it good catnip or something?
You're not here,
which means something took you elsewhere, dude.
He procures a mushroom and hands it to you.
Ooh.
He says, just, if it's your first time, just take, like, half that.
I smell it. Like, does it seem like it's on the up and up and, like, something? And you grow these?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Now, what do you like about them?
They're incredibly potent.
Oh, so definitely only do like half.
If it's your first time, you should only do half, but...
Boo's okay with it?
It's a real synesthesia, man. It's good stuff. Yeah, you can drink whatever you want. Just, poo? Just make sure you don't got nothing to do for like 3 hours.
Yeah, good to know. I took it away. You're my best bud! I pat him. I probably can't reach his shoulder, but I...
Hey, you're my best friend, too!
Yeah!
It's been a while. How's the mushroom?
Great! How's Aunt Gladys?
I have an Aunt Gladys? She must be...
You forgot about your Aunt Gladys?
Oh, God,
she's
going to
be so upset. Have you heard about her?
Oh, no. Is she dead?
Well, no, but she sure is sick, and you better check on her.
All right.
You better go, man. You better go. Like, send a message right now to Aunt
Gladys. He closes his eyes, and you see a faint outline of his body leave himself.
Astral projection wall high. Fuck yeah.
Who's nearest to me on our team?
I don't know. Who wants to be nearest to her?
Dinko, I grab you. Did you see this? Look at this.
I saw you make an illicit drug deal with a cat.
It was nothing illicit about it.
The night before a fight.
Did you see his astral projection?
That's a thing druids do, right?
As cool as hell! Did you see that?
I'll split that with you.
Not tonight. But after we win, yes, my friend.
Well, you might
want to take 3/4 of it, and maybe I'll only take a quarter of it. Alright.
Well, this is going on. Esmeralda looks at you, Akra. She says, what's your deal?
I'm a monk.
Anyway, I picked it up.
Yeah. But, Dragonborn.
Yeah, no, the scales were a good giveaway of that.
Yeah, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I thought maybe you might be questioning that. I just kind of found myself with this group. We're just kind of traveling around while I kind of figure out what else I want to do. Really just looking for fame and fortune, and hoping I find it with this group. So far, so good.
She says, well, I heard about your Juba fight.
Yeah.
She says, looking forward to a challenge. She says, not a lot of deep competition here.
Yeah, I mean, we've gelled together pretty well, so, I mean, you're gonna have your hands full.
We'll see. Meanwhile, Tell. Mm-hmm. You hear a voice like, can I pet your dog? Is he cool with that?
I don't know if he likes cats as much, but...
I'm a tabaxi, I'm not a cat. There's a difference between a humanoid feline and a domestic feline.
Well, you tell Ian that. And if he believes you, he'll let you pet.
I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night.
Now the question is, Ian won't do anything unless you tell him to. Do you let him be pet, or...
That's interesting. I think for now I'll let him pet.
Kotka sticks his hand down there. Slowly starts petting. He's like, this is like playing with fire for our kind.
Mm-hmm.
While that goes on, I want to reach over and pet him.
Kotka?
He's nice, yes.
And when you do that,
technically, isn't the dog as intelligent as Tell?
So the same thing is happening. Like, this doesn't even.
And when you do that,
I'm teaching him a lesson.
Yeah.
Florentine reaches over and starts petting you.
I like the way this is going.
It's a circle pet. Oh, I totally run over and start petting Florentine.
Circle jerk.
Do you want to bring my hair?
I pat your head and I start braiding.
Jasmine comes over and says, "Well, this has been the most interesting start to the evening." She
and
says,
"We ain't even had
on Wednesdays.
Yet.
We wear pink."
Are you a lizard or an amphibian?
You're an amphibian.
Thank you. I was like, "What the fuck is a turtle?"
They're reptiles. A tortoise is a reptile.
Yeah.
Why am I so turtles?
They are amphibian reptiles.
Fair enough.
Right?
I guess probably.
That could be.
I don't know. I keep getting hot and then cold and hot and then cold.
You're hot and you're cold. You're yes and you're no.
You're up and you're down.
Okay, it took me a minute. Sorry.
That's good. All right, so this proceeds.
What are these creatures called again?
What's that?
What are these creatures called again?
Tabaxi.
Tabaxi.
Mm-hmm.
Do they have really soft fur?
They do.
Do people make pelts out of
them? No, they're sentient. I mean, so if somebody has a tabaxi belt,
that's
fucked up.
Yeah. That's cannibalism. That's mm-hmm. like have that's like scalping. That's not okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not okay.
And while all this is going on,
he just said it's funny to review erasing something.
What were you erasing, Ravie?
You need nothing.
Were you thinking about trophies after the fight?
Didn't you have a different
I just
name
to unsettle
for
them.
Cat people in the old campaign?
Well, there's Leonin, which is kind of a close but only our lion like.
Gotcha.
I also wanted to know if in other cities they don't necessarily treat them as, you know, sentient beings. Or
mm.
But evidently not.
Meanwhile, all this is going on, all the petting and talking, Balistar is just like, everything's going so well.
Everything's going so well.
I asked the magistrate, what's his name again?
Balistar.
Balistar. So you said the Jets haven't been defeated?
He says, no, not.
How many fights have there been?
Two.
This will be their 33rd fight.
Oh. We should have heard about an undefeated team winning for 32.
Where's your PR team, man?
He says, well, they stay here and they never travel. So, I mean, unless you're at Unfoloco, they...
Hmm.
Well, it's just too bad.
What's too bad?
Their streak is going to be broken. It's just unfortunate.
I like the confidence that you guys bring to the table, and also the petting.
Hey, we can be lovers as well as fighters.
I was going to say, we can be as violent as we can be kind.
He says, usually these dinners devolve. Usually the opposing team kind of does their whole posturing thing, and it's a whole mess. But we're actually going to make it to the dessert this time. I'm very, very, everything is going so well.
You got a friend in me.
We're known around town as heavy petters.
You got to time that a little bit
and
better.
And you came close to getting
No, I think that was timed perfect.
Oh, I do not want alcohol in my nose. That's all I'm saying.
Yep. I just swallowed. I got lucky on that one.
So Jasmine at some point comes up to you panic. And she's like, so, I'm curious. She says, I haven't heard much about Kanku at the university. She says, so it's true that you can only repeat things that you've heard. Is that the case?
It's true that you can only repeat things that you've heard. Is that the case?
Oh, and you sort of repeat them in the style that you heard them in. Okay. She says, so... Does it make it difficult to communicate with other people? Only being able to communicate in not your own language.
You just have to understand as I'm braiding her hair. Mm. You just understand.
So you
have hair, right? Or feathers?
I have feathers, but you can probably braid the feathers.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Anyway. She says, oh, that's interesting. So you gather the intent of the message rather than having it to be a literal...
Well, not everything has to be literal.
Words just kind of get in the way.
Quite. She says you're making a lot more sense than some of the philosophy professors I've talked to.
Well, philosophy.
They think those shit don't smell.
Exactly. I like this one. Well, it's a shame we'll be defeating you on the battlefield tomorrow, but...
Oh, that's cute.
In the background, you see, like, Rotvane and one of the tabaxi comparing tails. Because they have, like, long, pretty tail, and I have a little stubby thing, and I'm...
like a corgi?
Yeah.
Like yes! You have a corgi tail!
But wait a minute, I'd kind of bring you closer to Xander so I can climb up on your shoulder and then wave my hand in front of Xander's eyes. See if, like, anything happens.
Nothing.
Like, wah!
I'm going to point over to them. Rum Tum Tugga is a curious cat.
Who are you talking to?
I'm pointing to Xander being completely out of it. And being like, what the...
And then I start, like, examining his clothes. Like, not pickpocketing, just like, oh, it's a really nice embroidery.
Like, stacking things on his head.
after a while, you see this form come fall through the ceiling and back into his body. He goes,
whoa! That is super cool, dude.
On further examination, I don't have an Aunt Gladys.
You're kidding! But what about Cousin Herman?
Oh, shit.
I love this guy! Quick, give me more napkins.
At some point, Sophia comes over and she says, hey, be nice to Zant.
He's cool, dude. He's my buddy.
She says, you've got him to ask to project twice now.
All I did is ask after his relations.
She says, he may not be a lot outside of the fighting pit, but I assure you, in the pit.
He's all there.
No, but he contributes.
I like to move it.
All right, so drinks continue, and the food comes out. It's all good. Priya spends a lot of the time talking to Basara. And at some point near the end of the evening, a person comes in and hands a scroll to him. And he reads it, and he says, oh, this is good news. In addition to the normal prizes tomorrow... I've just been informed that the winner of the bout tomorrow will get an audience with His Meowjesty himself.
Meowjesty, you're a monster and I love you. Meowjesty.
You're proud of yourself.
You're so
I said there's
going to
be a lot of head shaking in this session, and I did not lie.
Who's that then?
Deku takes out her notebook. She can no longer... contain herself and just starts making notes. This is just what. The first one on this page says circle jerk of petting.
It's true. Heavy petting.
Parentheses.
I mean, it's accurate,
heavy.
Right?
I'm sorry, heard me out just saying that. He says, yes. He says, Queen Layla would like to meet the winners of tomorrow's bout.
How did this queen get to be queen? What's your system of government here?
Well, as you might know, Umvloko is a free state. So we have a ruling family that rules over the city.
That doesn't sound free.
Well, it's
did you vote for them? Does the majority want this queen?
He says it's kind of a constitutional monarchy.
We take it
like an oligarchy.
He says so they're figureheads, kind of. They don't have a lot of formal power. He says, but they're very wealthy, and,
Help, by being oppressed! Come see the violence inherent in the system!
He says, anyway, they have really...
So the wealthiest people get to be queen?
No, they happen to be the queen, and because of that, they're wealthy.
So if I want to be wealthy, I should become queen.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
And if I'm wealthy enough, I can become your queen.
You're not a cat. You're not
he says, unfortunately,
don't think that's a requirement.
It is actually here in Filoco, the city of cats.
Is it written down?
It is.
Can what if I feel marry? Like a cat?
He says it's in our Magna Carta.
Fuck.
Fuck you!
I feel like I am enjoying this way more than other people.
No, you just could not be punished for that. Magna Carta.
But what if I feel
funny.
Like a cat on the inside and I was just born into the wrong body?
There's magic that can take care of that.
Can she marry a gnome?
I mean, I think the king would have an issue with that, but yeah.
Well, who says they have to be monogamous?
He says, well, I don't know if they are or not. It's not my business.
Why do we want to see the queen?
He says,
why not?
I just can't wait to be king!
I got a magic mushroom, and when am I going to get to use it? And if the queen's not going to give us more money, or...
Well, there's a good chance that she will give you more money, maybe.
Yeah, well, you should have led with that. Oh, you're going to have to put on nice clothes and go meet someone who wasn't elected. Oh, and look at it! You might get more money.
The palace will look really nice on true.
Balasar says, you bring us some compelling points. I'll write this down just in case she decides to make this offer again in the future.
Okay, pulls, yeah, emphasize pulls, the money and vote for your leaders.
Well, I mean, like I said, figurehead, we have a parliamentary system. We do vote for those people.
We take it in turns.
He says, I actually come from an elected position, so, you know.
Well, yeah, it seems kind of exploitative that
but
your
all governments are inherently
exploitative. People get rich from this. They're just exploiting you.
But we're exploiting the system by fighting for money.
That's
we're providing entertainment.
Cat-pulism.
Cat-pulism.
That's like a medical condition. Like an
emblem. He says, well, there's a lot of things about Tabaxi culture you should know. He says, we actually have a very, it's a supportive system. He says, we all, you know, we make sure that everyone's needs are met, so everyone gets a basic income. He says, you know, there's a lot of services we provide as the government to the citizens of Umpaloco. So,
common litter
boxes. Manic, what's that thing that you like to say? He doth protest too much?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, you got me.
No, she just specifically
no,
said
I
that
just
she
start
didn't.
Drinking. I'm chugging.
Maybe you should have that mushroom now.
Mm-hmm. So Balasar says, so let me tell you about tomorrow's fight. He says, the arena is a little smaller than the one you fought in Ajuba. He says, the distinguishing feature of it, he says, is the Pool of Sorrows.
Ooh.
What's a Pool of Sorrows?
He says in the center of the arena is a 20-foot by 80-foot pool, he says, that magically sucks the life out of you.
Oh, no. Like, literally?
I mean, the sucking is figurative, but the...
Like, does it, like, kill you, or does it just make you sad?
Oh, no, it'll kill you. He says, yeah, people, you know, usually get knocked in there and maybe 12, 18 seconds later, they're out.
That's fast.
He says, it's not a place you want to be. He says, so you'll start on the opposite sides of the Pool of Sorrows. He says, there's no rule against pushing your opponents or pulling them into it, so... Do with that what you will.
That's brutal, man.
Mm, we like to keep it interesting.
I don't want to go to there.
Does it actually kill us, or does it take us out of the fight?
Well, I mean...
12 to 16 seconds, it actually kills you.
Well, it knocks you unconscious, and then we pull you out before you die.
Oh, okay.
He says, if somebody does accidentally die, don't worry, we have clerics on hand to revive you.
Yes. It's quite fascinating that a city of cats has chosen a pool... as one of their arena features. That's
well, it's
really
terrifying.
Really fascinating.
He says, I can't think of anything more terrifying, can you?
Bathroom.
No. It sounds awesome if it didn't drain your life. Water's great.
Yeah, but I mean, they think that pools are death anyway, so they might as well make one that is actually death.
Well, pools are
death.
That's
why it's so fascinating. Yeah.
He says, we don't like being wet.
That's weird.
No, that's normal.
Sounds like you don't have very much fun.
Oh, smear.
He says, on the beach, you mean?
Water is where
on
all the fun
beach,
is. It's where all the food is.
In the trees, in your bedroom.
Oh, we have a lot of fun in the bedroom. There is a lot of yowling. I'll have you
know. I pour more alcohol into her drink. There you go. Look, you need to finish your drink.
Oh, thanks.
You stop. She's going to start singing.
Was that a request?
Not Bane.
At least you can't think of any songs. I have been out wandering. I have traveled far. I have made, as God don't own a car.
What's a car?
No one's stopping me. This is amazing.
All the jets are just staring at you.
I'm going to join.
Air tour is fair.
I'm going to join Rotbane and Howlin'.
Margaret, your drink is getting lonely.
Oh, lonely?
Lonely.
That got it right here. Maybe if it was like getting warmer, if it was cold or something, but this is just standard drink.
A second inspection, I don't have any cousins.
You poor lonely cat. You should come home for whatever big fucking festival thingy that is big, important, and gnomes.
Insert noun here.
The Tinkering Festival.
Rimboggle
Day.
Thank you.
Catter Day?
No. Today's Catter Day.
Who do you spend Catter Day with?
Since you're my friend?
Of course, buddy.
How long have we known each other?
Years, man! Where have you been?
I'm not
I
crazy.
Accidentally knocked Margaret's drink into her lap. Oh, no! I'm sorry.
This was my favorite stuff on my...
You should go wash it off so that it...
Xander just goes... Whoop, and it...
Yeah! My buddy Xander's got me.
And he holds out his paw and says, no problem, buddy. And he puts his paw on top of your hand.
I whisper to Tria, Stumbleduck's going to fuck that cat.
Who'd you whisper that to?
Priya.
She just nods.
I kind of feel like Rotbane's whisper may be louder than he intends it to. And so from a couple feet away, I just look at him.
Like, I'm debating on whether or not I heard that so I can put it in my quotes.
Yes. Yes, you heard it. Because
Stumbleduck's gonna fuck that cat.
I need to hear those words later.
Also, I just noticed the ball of yarn on the table. Very appropriate. At this point, Jasmine is just knitting.
Oh, okay.
All right.
So what can we gather from looking at them in terms of class? Obviously, you got the druid.
All right, so
we have a wizard.
You've got Esmeralda, the red here. Mm-hmm. She is a fighter. Pass this around. Examine it. Sword and board. You get the idea that Florentine, the yellow here, is also a fighter.
Two fighters, huh?
Monk fighter?
No, just a fighter.
Oh, wait. Oh, I'm thinking of Sophia. Florentine is a fighter.
Jasmine, she at one point mentions her big axe, so you get the idea. She's probably also a fighter.
Or a barbarian.
Would be. Sophia is clearly a monk. And you get the idea that she just uses her claws.
Jasmine's one.
Xander, the green there, is obviously a druid. You gonna do druid shit. And Kotka is a wizard.
So has Jasmine been talking during this interaction?
Mm-hmm. She's the one with the pipe and the patches.
She's the one talking to me about what it's like to be
she's
a king.
She's a fighter?
She's the one that has an axe, yeah. She says,
you get
the
okay.
She fights.
Okay.
But she also seems to be a wee bit pretentious.
Oh, just a tiny bit?
Why, just because she has a British accent?
And smokes
a pipe? I
mean,
that is what the definition
patches
of
patches on her elbows.
In this country. Mm-hmm.
in the land of cats?
I don't actually live in the land of cats. I have my American knowledge to base on only.
Okay. All right, so dinner concludes. I'm going to head to the day of the fight.
I would like to place a bet.
Okay. So odds are 3-1 that you'll lose.
Nice. Mm. I will put down 100 gold.
100.
On us to win. So that means if I win, I get 300 gold?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
That's what I was looking for.
I'll put down 50 as well.
Yeah, you'll get you'll get 200, essentially 200 extra, so you'll get 300 back.
Okay.
Alicia is getting a brownie.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'll put 50.
Okay.
Do I take it off here and then wait, I guess?
Yep.
All right.
I'll do 50 as well.
What do I do? Edit. Okay. Demo 50 gold. Okay. These folks have never lost, huh? Mm-hmm. Is there a spell to make it rain?
Yeah. Do you have it? No.
I don't think so. Be nice if there was a downpour. They'll all run away.
Also, making it rain in a fantasy setting is a lot, you know, more painful.
Really?
Well, just the, because making it rain is like throwing your money in the air.
Uh-huh.
Throwing a bunch of gold pieces in the air.
Would prestidigitation create a...
I think so.
Small...
There's a small amount of water.
Not a lot, though.
Not a whole lot, yeah.
I'm ready to kill these cats!
I'm not.
I want to see what
Ian
would do.
Is everyone fine with me taking the last brownie?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do it.
I actually think I'm going to run to the potty
mm-hmm.
before.
Yeah, let's take a little break.
Get to the.
And we're back from our commercial break.
Yay!
If I felt less sick after the last session, I would have actually spliced in a commercial break because we were talking about that. I was so just like, ugh.
We all went to the lobby.
We all went to the lobby. We all went to the lobby and got ourselves a treat.
You know, I didn't know what you were going for there, so you said we all went to the library? That's how I auto-filled it in my head.
That does seem more likely
yeah,
for us.
It does. We all went to the library. Yeah.
All right, so I've kind of... So this is my attempt at making the arena fights. Like I said, they're not going to be on every session, but you know, we'll have more of them. Make it a little more fun and exciting and streamlined.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone's going to roll initiative. And whoever gets the highest initiative, that'll be the initiative for the team.
Mm.
So you all will go on one turn, and they'll all go on the next turn. So I don't care.
Mine was bad.
All right, so let's go ahead and roll. All right, so
10.
10.
Did you just get a nat?
No.
Okay.
16.
16.
3.
3.
Sarah?
10.
10.
19.
19.
Nice.
Oh, that's it. Mine was a 15.
Right. Their highest was 17. So.
Nice.
Nice!
Then what order are we going?
You guys go in whatever order you want. So as long
clockwise.
So long as everybody takes one turn.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what order you do.
Are we putting characters on the board?
Yeah, we're going to do it here in just a sec. And so, you know, feel free to set your turn order up. Like, you know, you don't have to be the same order every turn. You know, just whatever you think is best. Talk about it.
Okay.
Well,
so
what can
your
set up,
speed?
Like, spiking.
Yeah.
Sort of thing.
That's like 40. Your movement of speed is 40, so you jump on his shoulders as a start, and then he moves you, and then you go, and that way works.
And I kind of also think that the big people should just try throwing people in the pool.
Yeah. I mean, I am pretty big.
I'm worried about the druid
like, definitely
being
what
able
about
to
you?
Do, like, a water tentacle thingy, pull people in.
So, will the water hurt us if it's out of the pool?
No, it's only if you're in the pool.
Okay, good.
What if I'm flying, try to grab people and just...
Can I
can I actually pick them up? Are they so heavy that I can't, like, lift them up while I'm flying?
Maybe the smaller ones.
Okay.
Okay. I have a thing called Hypnotic Pattern, which makes a 30-foot cube, and any creature in the area who sees the pattern and fails their wisdom save becomes charmed, and then they can't move. So if anybody hits those people, then they can't do anything. But it seems like if I cast that and when the people are disturbed, we just know not to target those people, and then we can attack the ones who are not charmed.
One at a time.
Yeah, and knock them out of the way.
I like it.
Also, what if instead of throwing me, I just ride on you and use my longbow?
That works.
There you go.
I get a height advantage, and then I can just move with you.
Rock, bang, smack.
Until should it becomes a good idea to throw me.
Should I cast a healing spirit or something on our side?
Wait until
your spell slot unless you need to.
Unless I need
it,
okay.
Yeah, wait for later.
Are we allowed to use potions in this arena?
We're never allowed to use potions.
You
right?
don't get potions, yeah.
Okay.
Can you reach the light to turn on?
I have two attacks and a bonus action or something, right?
All the way up.
All right,
there you go.
That.
So, relatively early in the turn sequence, I will want to cast my thingy, but I'm also going to be probably kind of further back amongst people anyways.
What's the range on your spell?
120.
Oh, nice.
Each round is, what, 5 seconds?
6 seconds.
Six seconds, so a minute is...
10 rounds.
Ten rounds, okay. I might as well cast Radiant Soul right away. Start.
Yeah, oh, yeah, start with feathers.
Start with that.
Yep. One into the other.
All right, and you guys are going to start... You can start anywhere in these squares that are on this tile.
Okay.
Mm. All right, Colleen.
On this one?
Mm-hmm.
You have
I will be
the,
right
the
there.
The toys.
Characters. So we're well, starting?
The other team is going to be on the other
anywhere
side.
Anywhere in that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess your spells reach far enough.
And where are they?
They're going to be
on the
opposite.
Other side.
I guess put me right behind Rotbane.
Okay.
Since we're pretending you're in the same square for the purposes of roomy, roomy, rooms.
Well, that's not true. Who should eat bugles? Anyone, and then I'll list a bunch of things. Horn tutors, team rooters, even circus acts riding on scooters. 3 out of 4 dentists. Well, not anyone if that fourth dentist shouldn't eat bugles.
People with sodium issues.
That's me.
Now yours goes the wrong direction. You should be eating bugles.
All right, so you guys have your little changing room. You get changed. You get ready.
Wearing my elven cloak.
Sexy costume.
They announce your names. You come out. I'm not going to do it again. You guys run out. And then the stands are full. Just hundreds of catfolk, tabaxi, in the stands. And they start announcing the names. And so, Esmeralda Catleon first. Not Catleon. Castleon. Runs out. Jasmine Pantera. Sophia Terej.
Does the crowd snap when they say Jets?
Hold on, but they haven't announced it yet.
That's a good question, though.
Florentine Phalanx.
That's a good name.
Kotka. And, Xander Pantera. It was Jasmine Gepardo. And then Xander Pantera, he runs out.
Our friend.
What is he doing?
He's our friend. He's confused.
And Kotka yells, Xander, get over here! And he looks at you guys, he's like, oh. And he pulls out a ring, and it glows for a second, and he just jumps.
Bye, Xander! You can come back. You can be on our side.
Yeah, heavy. We still have part of a mushroom.
And the announcer says, everybody please rise for the national anthem.
Okay.
I take a knee.
This is the national anthem?
R.I.P. keyboard cat.
And stop barking.
Yeah, you deserve that. Whoa.
Kudos, sir. Kudos.
Everyone said, and the announcer says, "Glam, are you ready?"
Ready.
Jets, are you ready? Then bite.
All right.
So you guys are up first. Like, so you can act up in any order you want.
All right, I am going to cast the hypnotic pattern.
Mm-hmm.
They need to make wisdom saving throws.
And who's that target?
It is a 30-foot cube, so
everybody.
Pretty much all of them.
yeah, that is actually all of them.
So. Yep, that's exactly 30 foot.
Then maybe we should all attack and then you cast that? Because we can't attack them after you've cast it, right?
Well, not all of them are gonna make their save.
Fair point.
It's only if they're failed that they become charmed.
All right. Jasmine fails.
Yeah.
First target.
So she is what, charmed?
She is charmed. Creature is incapacitated and has a speed of 0. They cannot move and they cannot act.
Ooh. Do they get a saving throw every turn?
It doesn't say that, actually. It says, on a failed save, the creature becomes charmed for the duration. While charmed, they're incapacitated. The spell ends for an affected creature if it takes any damage, or if someone else uses an action to shake the creature out of its stupor.
Nice.
And is it a concentration spell?
1 minute.
1 minute concentration?
It is.
It's gotta be.
How do I tell if it's a concentration spell?
There'll be a little C next to it, next to the duration.
No.
Duration?
It doesn't.
Duration.
What's it called?
Oh, no, it does. It has a little C next to the hypnotic pattern. Right.
So you are concentrating.
Yes.
So don't get hit.
Is Jasmine the only one who failed?
Oh, no. I have a lot more saving throws to go through.
Okay.
Houston's four.
Right. I'm just doing it in order.
2-0.
All right. So Jasmine is fucked.
Okay. She's the violet one, right?
Mm-hmm. Florentine succeeds. Kotka got, this is a wisdom save?
Mm-hmm.
13?
14 is the DC.
Kotka fails.
Kotka is here.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Thank you, Ruby.
Oh, that's good.
Or... No. That's never gonna work. Fun idea.
Alright, Xander got a 23.
Fuck. How is Xander paying
he
that much
He pulled it
attention?
Together somehow.
Yeah. Very Sophia wise. Got a 21.
He's not very smart.
And Esmeralda got a 13. She so rolled a 14, but she has a minus 1.
Oh, right. So she's also affected, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's not bad. That's 3 out of them.
All right.
Half the team.
So try not to hit those 3.
Uh-huh.
All right. Who else is acting?
Well, I'm just going to... We can use more than one key point per turn, right?
Yep.
All right. Then I am going to use Step of the Wind.
Mm-hmm.
How do I do... Oh, getting key points on here is irritating. Oh, sorry. Let me just hit this. Confirm. There we go. Okay, so use a key point to take Step of the Wind, which doubles my jump speed, so I can now jump 80 feet. So I'm going to jump up straight into the air and go straight for Xander.
I don't think your jump distance is 40 feet.
What's your jump distance?
It's a lot less than that.
What's my jump distance then? Like?
Let me pull it up.
Because my walk speed is 40 feet.
Yeah, but I feel like jump would... I can't jump as far as I can walk in a minute.
There's nothing comparable to real life in this. This is D&D.
Just a second.
I can go into a real life rage.
Well, that's can always you? True, but you can't tear let people me, in half.
Let me see your berserker mode.
Nah.
All right, for a long jump, you can cover a number of feet up to your strength score.
What? Mm. That makes sense.
So zero?
Your
actual.
11?
So you could do 11 feet.
So
you jump 22 feet. And high jump, you can high jump 3 feet.
Well, then I'm not going to waste a key point on that. That's the silliest thing.
Yeah.
Then I'm just...
22 feet would clear the pool, though, just so you know.
Mm-hmm. It would get you over there.
But you're on the end. You could just go around.
Yeah.
Too,
yeah. So. I could just...
So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 40 feet. You can get all the way up here if you want.
I need to get up in somebody's face. Ah. So, does the jump subtract from my movement?
It counts as part of your movement, yeah.
So,
it's just
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Where am I? So, if I went straight forward, 5, 10, 15.
And then you.
Like, 1, 2. Eight,
I still
four,
couldn't
five,
make
six,
it up
seven,
in somebody's
eight.
Face.
No,
particularly
on.
Well.
Are you counting from here?
Sucks. I
don't
one,
two,
know where,
three,
which
four,
one
she's
so
here.
To be
so if she's
six,
here,
7, 8, right?
I mean, you could literally run and jump over there. I mean, in Xander's face.
If I could get to him, then I will do that. Do I need to spend the key point to do it?
Yes. If you don't spend a key point, you can't get to him this turn.
Okay.
So.
No, she can walk. She can go 40 feet, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
but
that's
I have to get
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Oh, yeah,
is that not
that
good
would
enough?
Work.
Okay, you go. No, you don't need to
okay.
Key point. So you
okay.
Just run up.
Where the fucking key run up to hit?
It's under features and traits.
I'm there. There it is. This is silly. Whose phone is that?
That's my work phone, probably.
Fuck
ignore.
That.
Ignore.
Okay. And then I will attack him. I did forget how to do this. Yeah, I will use a key... So I didn't use a key point, right?
Correct.
Okay, I will use a key point to use Stunning Strike for my first attack.
Okay. Well, you don't have to spend it until you actually hit him.
Okay, so I'll hit him with my short sword.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's nat 1.
Now
I'm gonna. Do I have luck on this? I don't have luck in this. No, I don't. Okay. Fucking misses. Do I get a second one if I miss on the first one, or am I just done?
No, you get 2 attacks.
Okay. I'm going to use a different one, because that's a bitch. All right, so that's 18.
And this is on Xander?
Uh-huh.
I believe an 18 will hit him.
Okay. So then I will use the Stunning Strike.
Okay, so he makes a con save?
Where did it go? Oh, there it is. Yeah, con save DC 14.
He stopped.
Nice. And then I roll damage too, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that is 1d6 plus 3. So 7 points of damage.
Okay.
And then I will use... Can I use Stunning Strike with my Radiant Sunbolt?
Let me look.
Okay.
No, it has to be a melee weapon attack for Stunning Strike.
Okay. And we did assume last time that I can use Radiant Sunbolt with Flurry of Blows.
Right.
Okay, so... Wait, no, that says 2 unarmed strikes.
It's part of the Radiant... It's actually part of the Radiant Sunbolt text, is you can use a key point to make the special attack twice as a bonus action.
Okay, so then I will attack, if I attack Xander, does that undo the stun?
No.
Okay. So I'm going to just keep pounding on Xander.
Okay.
So 2 Radiant Sunbolt attacks. The first one is a 17.
That'll hit.
Second one... Ooh, 13?
What's that?
13?
Miss.
Okay. So that's still just 1d6.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice. 9. 9 points of damage. All
right.
And then... That is it.
Okay.
Here's my question. Should another of us, or me on Rot Bane, go over to make sure that both of the people who are not stunned are actively engaged so they can't shake awake their
mm-hmm.
comrade?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, we need to get up into business.
Okay.
I should not be the only one over there at the end of this round.
She's got it.
Nope. That is...
We'll just wait.
Monk Lizard.
Okay. If she's in the middle, can she get over there, though, in one go?
Yeah, I think so.
Monks are jumpy.
Yep, that's what I did.
Because I've got 40 feet.
There's one thing. Because of the way we're doing this, the stunned condition will wear off at the start of your whole next turn.
Oh, okay.
And because otherwise you could go first, stun him, everyone would get an attack, and then the next turn you go last, and everyone else gets a second attack against him.
That makes sense. So at the beginning of our turn, stun
will that incapacitate the people who are charmed still, or are they still under, because it's a minute duration until I get...
Yeah, no, they're under.
They're
under a different
thing. Okay.
Yeah. It's just the stun.
Okay.
And how far can I jump?
Same distance.
What's your strength?
So it's like 20.
What's your strength?
Well, it's 11.
Hold on.
Oh, you have a strength of like 8, right?
Ooh. I don't know. Hold on.
Hit the waffle. And then go to abilities. It's at the top.
Oh, wow.
Minus 2.
6.
Oh, 6.
So you can jump
12.
12 feet, so 2 squares with your key point. So
not over that.
Not over that.
Okay, so I guess I'll just get as far, as close as I can.
No, your movement speed is still 40, so that's 8 squares.
Right, so you can probably, well, potentially.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, no.
So do you have the, what's it called? The
Sunstrike, no. She does have darts.
The running thing.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, not quite.
Well, it's, I mean, but then I can use my dart.
Oh,
right?
It's just double jump distance.
Gotcha. So I think that's probably
so
what
it's
I'll
good
do.
To know.
Was it here?
Yeah. Well, and you can also dash if you want to get up.
I'll
do
a dart.
Yeah.
I think I'll go after Sophia.
Sophia is the orange one, right? Monk.
The monk.
You can also use a key point to move a second time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, can I move a second time?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you spend a key point.
Okay. Yeah, you won't have an action.
She'll still have an action. It's a bonus action. Step of the Wind.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I'll spend a key point and then move again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Wait, then you need to take back those points that I did to Xander. Because I used Step of the Wind, didn't I?
No.
No, you did. Step of the Wind is,
I thought I didn't.
No, we ended up measuring.
You were able to reach right
with
the...
Yeah,
you were
able to
run
around.
Okay. Yeah. Alright. You were able to run around. She wasn't able to.
Okay.
So you're going to spend the key point to get up.
Yeah.
Okay, so go ahead and move yourself. Okay.
And I'm still going to... So I've still got a couple more, bonus actions I can do. Right?
Well, you've got both your regular actions.
You get your two attacks. You can't use a bonus action because you used
blows.
It to move.
So. Okay. But I can do my armed action and my unarmed action, right?
No,
you can use your two armed attacks, but you can't use your bonus attack.
So two armed attacks.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I'll do... Who's the purple fighter in the back?
Oh, that's Jasmine.
But they're stunned.
They're
stunned. You should be attacking only the people who are facing us.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the...
Yellow.
Probably the yellow. I'll try and hit with a dart.
Okay.
Okay. Or you move right there, you'd hit both of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you want. It's okay.
You can actually, get them with your sword or whatever.
The sword's
still
more
than
your dart.
Yeah.
Am I strong enough to throw them?
I mean, yeah, you would. They would. You can, but they oppose it with their strength.
Uh-huh.
You'd have to win a grapple.
Yeah.
And both of them are very strong. So,
yeah, so probably not a great idea.
I just whack at him.
Okay.
Dart's
so yeah, I'll
strong.
Use my
vicious sword.
My vicious short sword.
Mm-hmm.
And can I do both of them?
Yeah, you can do one of each.
Okay. So roll for each one.
Yep. So who do you want to attack first?
Let's do Sophia first.
All right.
8 plus what?
Plus your sword, it's 6. So.
Okay.
Wouldn't it be 7? Doesn't she have a magical sword?
Her magical sword doesn't give her a bonus.
Oh, okay.
So, 14 will miss.
Okay. And then the yellow one?
Florentine.
12 plus 6 is 18.
That'll hit.
And so she gets 1d6 plus 3.
Mm-hmm.
4.
All right. Alright, who hasn't gone yet?
The three of us haven't gone yet, I think. Okay.
Go ahead.
Oh, you want me to go ahead? So I have two actions and a bonus, right?
Yep.
Well, I just want to see.
Is my what do you call
the dog moves for free? If you want him to attack, you have to use one of your attacks to have him attack. But my
dog moves for free.
He moves for free.
But the Radiant Soul, is that one action or is that two actions per turn?
To pop your wings out. Yeah. I would say you can pop them out right before the fight starts, so you can start with them out.
Okay, so in that case, I will go. I can go only 30 feet, I think.
With your fly speed?
Yeah.
Yeah. But you can be above the pool, so.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
But if I get hit, do I fall down? That's my question.
If you're knocked unconscious, you fall down, but otherwise you don't. So if you want, you can use this to indicate that you're flying.
I will fly, but I think I will be away from the pool for now. Once I figure out what they're doing. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll be flying.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
So that's one action?
Mm-hmm.
Or okay.
That's a move, so you still have your...
I have both my actions?
You still have your attack and your bonus action, yep.
So for my attack, I'll use the longbow against the orange one.
Okay.
What's her name?
Sophia.
Her name is Sophia, yeah.
That's Colleen's cat.
7. I don't think that hits.
No, I don't believe so either.
Plus what?
7 plus...
it's not plus 9, so that won't hit.
Yeah. Hit slash DC is plus 9, okay. Okay, so that won't hit.
Mm-hmm.
So for the second action, can I use the longbow again?
Yep.
Okay, I'll try it.
What's your plus to hit?
I don't know. Is that plus 9?
Hit slash DC.
Plus 9.
Oh, is it
plus
9.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So it does hit.
You hit, my friend. Hey!
Alright. So that is D8 plus 4.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I have to throw a D8 plus 4. 5 plus 4.
Alright.
9? Oh, and wait. Because I have Radiant Soul, you can have one attack or spell deal 5 in additional radiant damage.
Right. Nice.
So that's 9 plus 4.
She takes 14 points.
13?
14.
14, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, my second, I attack her again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 14. Plus.
That'll hit. Yeah.
Okay. And that's
D8
plus 4.
Mm-hmm.
2.
So 6 points?
Yeah. And I'll move my dog. I don't know what his range is, but...
have a character sheet.
It's on his creature sheet. No,
yes.
It's 40 feet.
Okay, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
He rushes up.
Oh, okay. So he's getting her.
Bark.
All right, Stumblevane, you two. What do you...
Okay. So, what is
like
your plan?
Well, I mean, I can shoot from on top of your head, or I can just, like, treat you like a warhorse and, like, shot and axe people from on top of your shoulders.
All right, then I'll
I like all
first.
Of these.
I mean, if you're
gonna
recharge
I'm going
in,
over there, yeah.
I'll go along for the ride.
First, I rage!
Of course you do.
And then I'm going to run and jump and land in front of Sophia.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yes.
This is the one,
what's
right?
What's your
strength's 20, so I have a 20-foot jump.
Do you have a 20-foot jump?
I have
one. It's 40, so
yeah,
I
that
right there.
The look on
this
your face,
awesome.
Chris, right now is so delightful.
Yeah, you just fucking jump over that. Like, no magic, nothing. Just
bam, gone.
So just them quads, man.
And I imagine that Margaret's going,
the 55-pound gnome doesn't affect your jumping at all.
Not with 20 strength.
Not with 20
I imagine that I probably have like some kind of like battle harness.
No, he's not actually an animal.
I'm riding him.
I actually imagine you're like, hey, Rodvane, I'm going to jump up. And he's like, just starts running. You just grab on and you're just like climbing
as he's running.
He jumps and you're just in the back. You kind of fly up in the air.
Your feet fly up.
First attack, 24 to hit, 9 damage.
This is amazing, y'all.
Yeah, that Sophia's getting lit up.
Oh,
yeah.
Everyone's
ganging up.
Second
now.
Attack is just a 10.
I mean, not that bad, but I feel
Third
real
attack,
bad.
Another 24.
Are you frenzy raging?
I get 2 attacks and then my bonus attack.
Because okay.
I have the dual wielding.
Oh, right. That's your option.
So just 2 for that one, because...
Yeah,
I don't get to add the stuff for my bonus. But still, that was fun.
Jesus Christ.
Is this the yellow?
I have just such a clear image in my head.
Florentine was a fighter.
A bugbear just... just flying.
I just like the idea that Sophia doesn't know. Sophia has never seen anybody clear that pool before without some sort of magic. And so she just looks over and she sees you running. She's like, oh, whatever, he's going to fall in the pool. And you clear it. She's just like, what the f-?
Long sword in one hand, morning star in the other.
Gnome on your shoulder.
I just have a very clear vision of the crowd being like, what the
no, there's
fuck?
A hush. And then just the crowd just goes fucking whoosh. Because, yeah, so far the jets are getting lit up. Margaret.
This is amazing.
Finished the turn.
Who are the cast that aren't stunned?
Sophia and Florentine.
These are
Florentine
the only
is the yellow?
Yeah.
So yellow and orange are the only ones not stunned at the moment.
And the orange has taken a heavy beating.
So
the yellow has.
You can finish yellow. Orange.
Maybe
or
able
you...
to finish orange.
Yeah.
I didn't do that very much damage, but I scared.
Is she bloody?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Finish her. Finish her.
Yeah.
You guys have dealt her 31 points of damage.
Oh, fuck.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, I assume a 13 doesn't hit.
Who you hit? Tagging Sophia?
Yeah.
That misses, yeah. She dodges out of the way. And her, her fighting style is way different than your two. She's got this real, like, she's drunken master, so she's kind of, like, swinging
wobbly.
And wobbly.
Okay, both my rolls are crap.
You have an inspiration?
I have luck points.
Use a luck.
Yeah. You think this early?
Sure, this
not
is
in trouble.
Get.
I just like the idea of this room like swinging while I'm swinging around.
Got nothing. I mean, you tried. That's luck. Yeah. Sometimes is good. Sometimes is bad.
Luck is luck. All right.
Luck.
Let's survey the damage.
I'm just like,
all right. So the jets go. So most of them are incapacitated. So the hypnotic thing, they just can't do anything, right? They are incapacitated
and their movement is zero. So they cannot run away and they cannot take actions.
Wow, that's a powerful
action.
Mm-hmm.
If people
fail, we can throw them into the water.
It's kind of like in a fighting game where the character's just like,
they would be at disadvantage. Like, just throw everyone who is stunned into the water.
Yeah. Well, we wanted to take care of the people who were awake too, because they could use their actions to wake everyone else up.
It also takes 3 to 6 turns for the Well of Sorrows to actually kill you. It's not instantaneous, it just starts draining your life.
Yeah, and I imagine they'd wake up when they hit the water.
Yeah. Because then they start taking
I think anytime,
damage.
Yeah. Anytime
I mean,
they
probably as soon as you grabbed one of them,
they would
be able to make
it. Okay, it has been discussed and decided by committee that Alicia had a bad idea.
No, we're trying to figure out, like, the ways in which one could do it.
Yeah.
I still don't know that it's a bad idea.
Yeah.
It's a cheesery.
We just need to do it one at a time.
It's bad because it unstuns them for one.
All right, so Sophia's going to go first. She is going to spend a key point to disengage as a bonus action.
That was me.
And
you did the spells from across.
1, 2, 3. Jumps over that.
Uh-oh.
What?
Oh, no! That's a valid move to wake everybody up.
She's
that was
not dumb.
A smart one.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to attack you with her claws.
I do not like birds.
No.
AC 20.
Oh!
Definitely hits.
And so you're going to have to make a concentration save.
Okay, is that just a 20?
No. 10 points of damage.
Okay.
So you need to get, it's really simple.
10, isn't
it's
it?
Really simple, but I'm out of practice.
It's a DC 10, isn't
I think
it?
It's DC 10.
Yeah.
Okay, so I do DC 10, and then do I add anything?
Your constitution?
DC equals 10, or half the damage you take, whichever number is higher, so it's 10. And so it's just, you make a constitution saving throw.
Yeah, con save.
So what do I roll?
D20.
You roll a D20.
Okay.
Whatever your con is on there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you had to... Oh, yeah.
Okay, so what was the D10 about, though?
Oh, it's DCC.
DCC.
Oh,
that's
the
number.
10.
Yeah.
All right.
Nice. You make
13
So you're
plus...
fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you're good.
But you do take 10 points of damage.
That's fair.
Mm-hmm.
Worth it.
Second attack.
Oh, fuck.
Mm-hmm.
AC 18.
If it hits...
For 5 points of damage. And so you need to make me another constitution save.
5 or greater?
Mm-hmm.
Or 10?
A tenor grader.
Nope.
Yeah.
What do you add?
Put in there.
Five to plus. Your con. What do I?
Con is zero.
My modifier is zero for constitution. Dang.
All right. So the hypnotic pattern goes away.
Dang it! But it kept all those people out of action for one whole turn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nope. So all three of them, are, including him,
no, one's separate.
So flip them over, but they will not get to act this turn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're just like, what the fuck's happening?
Good bird.
Hi, good bird.
And then it is Florentine's turn.
Yeah, different thing.
This
guy, right?
That lady.
Yeah.
And, oh, wait, she's got an axe, a battle axe in one hand, and just a sick-looking war pick in the other.
Ooh.
Just thunk. She says, okay, let's dance. And three attacks at you, Akra.
Oh, okay. You didn't have music queued up for that?
Nah, sorry. I'm a bad DM.
You're a great DM.
Let's see. Attack number one, Akra, AC 22.
Yeah, it hits.
Attack two, AC
20.
Hits.
Attack three, AC
25.
Motherfucker!
You're lucky, though. She's not the one with improved critical, so that doesn't critical.
It's good. Considering.
Motherfuck. Mm.
All right, so you get three hits. So Florentine. All right, the first hit is 13 points.
Okay.
Second hit, much less, is 5.
Okay.
Third hit. 13 points.
Damn, I'm out.
Oh, motherfucker.
Wow.
So how many turns does she get before she gets pulled off the field?
Until she fails her third death save.
Oh, okay. So about that that healing thing that you were going to save.
And Florentine is actually going to stay there and protect her companions. All right, that's their turn.
Fuck.
Okay.
That was an effective turn.
Well, we can go whatever order we want. I think you should go ahead and get a healing thing next to her.
When Acker goes down, the crowd just fucking
goes nuts.
Okay.
I bet.
So,
of course.
Okay. Should that stop?
When you're a jet for life.
So I have two attacks and a bonus action. I think I'll do the spell in the bonus action.
Mm-hmm.
For the two attacks, I'll use the longbow on her again, trying to see if I can make. I'll go away.
Please don't hit me.
No.
Really?
Oh, and he's no longer stunned.
So that's a 3. That's not going to do anything.
Oh,
9 plus. That's 12. I don't think that's going to do any damage.
12 will miss. Yes.
Okay, so the second. Okay, maybe I'll try this guy. Oh, try. 1.
Ooh.
Okay, so bonus action, I'm going to do the whatever thingamajig. What is it called?
Healing
spirit, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Something.
Chris, I've got an extra one if you need it. You got it?
I got it.
Healing spirit. Yeah, I'll put that in the square where Apra is. This is Apra, right?
Yeah.
I can do one of those whatever things.
Oh, no, I got a little chip for it.
Okay.
Go. Continue.
Yeah, that's my last. I think I can only do... And I can move my dog as well, right?
Yeah.
And do you want to roll for...
Maybe send the dog to go help Panda.
Yeah,
and it heals her. So do you want to roll for the healing?
Oh, what do I do? I thought I just
I
put that
I thought
in the square.
It didn't work until the next turn.
Well, if you start your turn there, hey, she starts her turn there.
Yeah,
I will be starting my turn there.
No,
yeah.
Colleen.
Oh, okay.
Colleen.
So it works immediately.
The team.
I thought that meant it didn't work until the next turn.
Because we changed the rules a little bit.
Because we're rolling.
Okay.
It's fine. She hasn't taken her turn yet.
Okay.
So. All
right. Okay.
So, yeah, I'll go back. I'll let Ian go back. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, whatever.
Okay.
Maybe next time I can try and attack.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you see if you can take out your aggressor.
Mm.
Right.
And then,
hold on.
What's the healing?
Yeah.
Oh, what do I need to do for the healing? I thought I just put it in the...
Yeah, you want
to
roll for it? She's in there, so...
So what do I do?
She rolled.
Yeah.
No, it's his spell. He rolls.
What do I roll? D6? D8?
It's a D6.
D6, okay. Okay. Two points.
You get 2 points back.
Okay. Now you get to stand up.
That's
you
something.
Just stay there.
Yeah, if you stay there, you'll probably...
So you're laying on the ground until you actually do your turn. So.
Okay. All
right. It takes half her movement to get up.
Okay.
But your eyes are open.
Who's going next? Or...
Whoever wants to go.
Anyway. Okay, that's... I'm going to cast Dissonant Whispers on
I feel
my...
like you need the little Fogo discs.
Aggressor.
Take it.
Our dinosaur.
Who is my aggressor? Who's the orangey?
That is Sophia.
That is Sophia, yeah.
So Sophia is almost
so
dead. Close.
Yeah.
You can
yeah.
just do
See
damage.
See if you can knock her out.
Well, I am casting Dissonant Whispers, which can do 3d6.
Oh, okay, good.
Nice.
It's a damage.
Mm-hmm.
That's really good.
All right, so what does Sophia need to make?
She needs to make a wisdom saving throw. If she fails, she takes 3d6 and must move immediately as far away from me as she can.
Mm.
Which would mean going probably, possibly.
She got a 17.
Damn it. Okay. Does it not do anything if it's a...
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. On a successful save, the target takes half as much damage and
nice.
Doesn't have to move.
Right, so
still 3d6.
It's a good thing. You should have thrown right into the pool.
Mm.
For her, anyway.
That's a 7, 9. Do I add anything to it? Or is it just the 9?
It's just
9.
So she'll take 4 points. Okay.
Okay.
Who else? So it's Tell, it's Panic.
Oh, as a bonus action, I can cast... Bardic Inspiration?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
So who would like inspiration?
Probably give it to Akra.
Mm-hmm.
Since yeah. she's almost dead.
Okay.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Because
right. she can use it for saving throws, too, right?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Can't she?
Eliza's asking Sarah.
Let me look and see. That's in Features and Straits.
Yeah.
Inspiration die, ability check, attack roll, or saving throw.
Yeah, so that'd be good.
Death save, yeah.
Okay.
Good.
All right, so I'm going to cast Bardic Inspiration.
So what do you say to inspire Akra?
Let's see here. You know you're always been better than that stupid gnome.
All right, how much is it? Is it a...
It's a 10.
D10?
D10?
D8 for 10 minutes. So you get it pretty much.
Oh yeah, forever. In
so,
however long.
Just remember you have this.
Okay.
You can add it to any attack or saving throw or ability check that you make.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll go.
Cool.
I am going to attack the blue wizard.
All right. So you move up. Do you, and you take Stumbleduck with you.
Unless she hopped down, I don't know.
No.
Still
just
up
flailing
there.
Flailing about with my axes on.
Like a Muppet.
Nice! Oh my god, I just stabbed him 100 times.
Natural 20.
Oh, poor Kotka. This is pro. He is a one and done sort of deal, I think. Mm.
That makes me almost feel bad for
yeah.
that. Almost.
You don't add your bonus twice.
Plus 5. So 17 for the first one.
You didn't add your bonus twice, right?
No.
Okay.
Nice.
18 plus 8, so that's 26. 13 damage.
Well, that was your critical?
No, that was the critical was the one before that.
How much was the critical?
Fuck. I thought you heard.
It was 5 plus 7 plus 5, so 17.
Yeah.
All right. 17 and 13?
Yes.
He's out.
Nice. Just let
no
it, leave him there.
You.
Leave him there.
And then I think I'll use my bonus action to attack the druid.
You'll have to move
right next to
him. No,
the
he's right next to him.
I
also
there's
do,
a 5-foot square between
one,
them.
I have double reach.
Oh, you're fine.
Yeah, I have a 10-foot reach.
Yeah, you're going.
God damn.
Oh.
Miss.
All right.
That's an 11.
Stumbleduck.
Shoot. If I want to... Oh, I can shoot people because I'm not near anybody.
Yeah.
I don't want to leave my high perch.
Just sniping from on top of a...
I love the visual.
On the top of a bugbear.
Let's see. Do I help Panic or do I attack people close to me?
Can you reach...
She can shoot that.
They
are
a
long
with a longbow.
With her longbow, she can hit
50.
Anybody anywhere in the form.
Damn, the wrong dice. Does the committee have anything to say?
I mean,
She's over there by herself. If you can help her out, I think that'd be a really smart idea.
Yeah, I'll shoot. Who's the orange guy?
Sophia's looking really hurt.
Sophia, yeah.
Yeah, let's see if I can... Motherfucking son of a bitch. 12.
Metal Mass.
18.
Yeah.
Okay.
I am moving.
And my longbow
so
is.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that's fair. 6
sucks
damage.
When you're...
All right. She's barely hanging on.
Rock Bane, Bear just keeps moving, fucking up your shots.
Do you have a bonus action?
It's my turn.
It's you or Akra.
My second one.
So
on
I get to.
No, don't you have two?
You
have
two
for action.
That's part of my.
And
action.
Then you have bonus action.
I tried to shoot my longbow twice. Wait,
yeah,
sorry.
But that's,
you have two attacks and a bonus.
Oh.
Does
she have a bonus?
Not for a longbow.
Yeah.
Okay.
The bonus is if you have an offhand weapon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Does she get
two
attacks?
Weapon fighting.
She does have two attacks, though.
So with the longbow, she can
attack
attacked
twice.
Twice
and
okay.
She missed the first round.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm. But no bonus action.
Unless I have two weapons in my hand, and I don't.
Okay.
Okay, go for it.
Well, I think I'm going to get the heck out of there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
so I'm going to stand up, but doesn't
does it not remove your healing?
You're going to take a hit if you move away.
You can heal and then move away. You could disengage as a bonus action with your
right.
Step of the Wind.
Right.
Okay. Which would let you get away from there. Or you could just move it. You could step in and just fuck shit up. It's up to you.
Mm-hmm. Break people.
Do you have patient defense?
I would punch some people and then back out.
Well, can I use my fire, like... weapon?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe I'll just do that, because...
It's a cone, right?
Yeah, it's a 15-foot cone, so I think I...
Yeah.
That will hit all three of them.
Yeah.
That is a very effective
nice.
Use of your fire cone.
Yeah,
nice.
That makes sense.
So...
Knock down our pink lizard.
Roll for that.
yeah. No, they roll. They roll, I'm sorry. Then it's Florentine, Esmeralda, and Jasmine. Alright. Florentine got a 12... Jasmine got an 8. And Esmeralda... Oh, I was so close. Got a 14. What's your DC on that? Do you know?
10.
So, Jasmine right. fails and the other two succeed, so the other two will take half damage.
Okay.
So, roll for your damage. Okay.
10.
So 10 points of damage. So okay. So Jasmine takes 10.
The other two take 5.
Yep. Florentine takes 5. Esmeralda takes 5.
Is anybody else bloody?
On their side?
Mm-hmm.
No. Just Sophia and obviously Katka.
Okay. All right, my turn.
Xander. Xander is 1 point away from being bloody.
Okay,
it was
well,
like a belch or a hiccup.
He's about to be
a
more bloody.
It was a belch up.
You're on Druid.
Fuck! Team. It's the second goddamn one I've rolled.
So you want?
Put that die in the bad bag.
I just rolled 2 ones in a row.
Alright.
Wow.
I'm going to use my bonus action to do the Radiant Sunbolt. Alright, so that hits a 20. Modified 20.
On Xander?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
Can I make the Radiant Sunbolt a stunning strike?
It's not a weapon attack, so no.
Fuck. Then can I... alright. So, whatever. Alright, 5 points of damage.
Alright. He's looking pretty hurt. Alright, that puts up... that's everybody?
I think
yes.
so.
Alright, time for the Jets.
Yeah.
Alright.
We're there for you, dude, with the snaps.
Alright, well, first of all, Katka is down. So Xander says, "Hey, little buddy, get back up." And he's going to cast Healing Word. So that's a bonus action for him. And Katka gets back 10 points of damage. No. 7. 7 points of damage. Alright. And then for his primary action... Hmm. ideas have not made it easy on him.
We are professionals.
Yeah.
We're also playing one character each instead of six.
Yeah.
All right, so he raises his hands in the air, and a vortex of clouds appears out of nothing.
Nice.
Starts swirling, and then he puts his points his finger at the two of you,
ooh,
and a bolt of lightning shoots down from the sky.
Yeah.
I need you to make me a dexterity saving throw, both of you. And when the clouds start rolling in, the crowd starts to like the cheers start to like increase in volume
because they know what's coming.
They know what's coming. They've seen this 33 times before at least.
14, 18.
That'll succeed.
Yeah.
So you guys will take half damage.
Shake it off.
Fuck your lightning.
Just those two?
Druid, just those two. The two of us. And it was scary.
For them.
All my first.
I love all the
now.
Shit talking, guys.
Oh, no,
they really
also
do.
Actually, I need Akra to make me.
I thought she disengaged at the end of her turn.
No, she wanted to get the healing spot.
No, I'm sorry. Sorry, it's just you two. Sorry. Because if he does that, it'll hit. So, you both take 7 points of lightning damage.
You guys can move via the square the next turn you have. You get 1d6 plus whatever points back.
Or wait, I take half that.
Oh, so you take a quarter of the full.
Why do you take half of it?
Because he's raging.
Rage.
That only counts for bludgeoning, piercing.
Oh, it doesn't count for.
Is this? This isn't fire.
No, this is lightning damage. Actual lightning damage. And Xander.
Oh, no, I'm resistant to lightning, too.
Oh!
Are
oh,
you?
Nice.
Yes.
Oh!
It's right there in my defenses.
Cool. Yeah, I'm
oh. Whenever a creature within 5 feet of me makes an attack against a target other than me, I can use my reaction to make a melee weapon against the attacking creature.
Oh, you have the Mage Slayer?
No, Sentinel attack.
I
read it from the book. When a creature within 5 feet of you makes an attack against a target other than you, you can use your reaction to make a melee weapon attack against the attacking creature.
Yeah, do you still have a reaction though?
Yeah.
Makes an attack. Does that count as making an attack?
Yeah.
Philosophy. Well, it's casting a spell. Go ahead. That's fine.
Alright.
I'm not going to figure it out right now.
Are you sure?
Yep. That looks cool. I want you to use your feats and feel cool about it, though.
Thanks. 18.
Go ahead.
Yeah, bonus for reading the book.
And it's a melee attack. 9.
He is barely standing.
That is a good one. 9!
Did you punch him or sword him? What was
I feel like I used my claws.
Okay. And he's going to just run around and hide behind you. Thank you.
That's fine.
He's like, he looks at you and says, hey, are we winning?
Yeah. As I slash him in the face.
Oh, does this guy get up?
He is okay.
Why is he on their team?
He's still a powerful
druid. Well, he's out. To be fair, you're the one who confused him.
That's true.
This is 100% all on you.
Psychological warfare. Great job.
Well done.
You psych the guy out. He doesn't know who his teammates are anymore. All right,
Kotka makes an interesting move. He kind of comes around and he stands adjacent to the two of you and to Akra there.
Uh-oh.
And he just looks at you all and he says, now you see me, now you don't.
Cliché! yelling that in character.
No, that's fine. He doesn't care, though, if it's a cliché or not. As he casts Thunderstep.
Ooh.
So he teleports. Poof. And he's going to teleport.
He's running away.
Over there.
Yeah.
And, he has 7 hit points. He's getting the fuck out.
Coward!
He's already died once.
He can actually go anywhere he can see. I need Rotbane, Akra, and Stumbleduck, and Florentine to make me constitution saving throws. Florentine succeeds.
20.
Buddy.
You succeed.
Well.
You fail.
Yeah.
You fail. If you fail, you take 17 points of lightning damage.
Whoa. God damn.
If you succeed, you take 8.
You said 17?
So I'm back down.
Akra's back down.
So do I take 4?
No.
Whoopsies.
Magic.
Yeah, but
no, he's resistant to lightning damage.
Oh,
never
mind.
So yes, it's 4 for you.
Fuck, how much damage did I take before? Because I actually hit heal instead of damage.
Margaret, you're at 16 to 40 after that.
16, okay. So I need to subtract another 7.
Yeah.
And then it does hit Florentine also, though, so she takes 8. And there's just a huge crack of thunder, and the crowd cheers because they like anything that sparkles or is loud.
Yeah, they like that.
So they like me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So that was Xander, Xander. Sophia. Sophia's turn, I think.
I don't think the axe guy is gone.
No. None of these three are gone yet.
Okay.
Sophia is going to try to put down panic.
Of course she is.
So. Weird. AC
25. That definitely hits.
AC 14.
My AC is 14. So does that mean a fail or a
that hits?
Hits. Okay.
So 2 hits. And then third attack AC 12.
Does not.
So she hits you twice. So 14 points total.
Alright.
And I need you to make me a con save.
Alrighty. Hold on. Just as soon as I can figure this out. Alrighty. I have 14.
That succeeds. Alright. She tried to stun you with a stunning strike. Mm-hmm. But was unable to be successful. All right. And that puts up the fighters. Jasmine's like, oh, I finally feel like I can take an action now.
Come at me!
And she says, jolly good show of,
Wait, did Akra get up and get knocked back down again?
Yes, she did. She gets
but she's still on the heels.
I get back up.
Not gonna you're never gonna keep me down. I get knocked down.
Your inspiration?
You're never
gonna
keep me down.
Your inspiration?
She says, well, I think what the situation calls for is a frenzied rage. And she rips her shirt off and she goes,
Rawr! I knew it!
And she pulls out her great axe and she says, let's rumble! And the crowd goes fucking wild.
Of
she
course.
Throws her shirt into the stands. Alright.
You're late to the party!
And she gets 3 attacks. EC 15.
Who is she?
Rotvane.
Okay.
No, 17.
Huh. AC 22.
Yeah.
And the third attack will be on Stumbleduck.
Oh.
AC 24.
What's fucking. Oh, yeah.
It's definitely less than 24.
Alright. Black Rotvane. Rotvane, you take, well, you'll be halved. You take 16 points of damage.
One hit was 16 points?
Yep.
Fuck.
Hmm.
So 8 points to Rotvane. And Margaret, you take, 7.
Wow.
How close are you to being done?
I have 9 hit points.
You're gonna lose your money.
I know!
Run through this. Man, it's your turn.
And Esmeralda's like, alright, Florentine, let's get in formation.
Get
in
formation.
And they are going to take a wide berth around you guys.
Do they disengage?
They don't need to, they're not adjacent to anybody.
Oh, okay.
And they're coming at Deku.
I do a turtle yell.
What's a turtle yell?
Well, you remember the picture of the original turtle with the chicken and the crotch skull, right?
Yeah.
And like the saliva like mm-hmm. dripping, like I'm a snapping turtle.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, yeah! But I've got a tiny mouth.
All right.
Like a Skeksis? Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
More like a velociraptor.
All right, Esmeralda. Sword and board. She's got two attacks coming at you.
Okay.
Natural 20.
Fuck.
An AC 20.
Okay. Well,
Seven points and 6 points.
Okay.
Deku. That's the first time you've been hit.
It is.
All right. And then she's going to use her action surge and make two more attacks.
Fuck.
Oh, hold on. The first one was a critical, wasn't it?
Yep.
Take another 6 points.
Okay.
And then action surge for two more attacks. Another critical. And a 21.
You should roll like that.
I know!
He's so helpful.
Like 15 more helpful. Points.
Bye, guys.
What?
Are you out?
Not yet. I have 2 hit points, though. So.
Samesies!
And Florentine goes.
And I'm not going to last the round.
Well, I didn't
want to. That's rude. And I don't want to lose my money.
Mm-hmm.
This is why you better stop. Bet your pay.
Getting healthy.
Alright, Florentine. 17, 22, and 13.
Well, 13 misses. The 17 hits, right? Because that's what mine is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm dead.
Right. You're unconscious.
Whatever.
There's a difference. All
right, this is you, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. She hits you for a bunch, so you're out.
We could still heal you.
Yeah.
Could we?
I could.
We don't have any healers.
No, he is the movable thing.
We are both healers.
But she's already out. And he can only make it once.
Who's out?
Akra. We've got 2 people down now. We're fucked.
No, but she would get D6
back.
She's
automatically getting healed because she's still in the area of healing.
She'll start her turn.
And I can move it in my turn.
So
once she's done.
As long as she goes before he does.
Yeah. She'll get the benefit. I'll move.
All right,
and you'll get the benefit in the next.
All right, that's the Jets' turn. So,
fuck the Jets.
All right,
no, they're good.
That was rough.
If you guys win, it'll be a really good win. They are.
The if is more and more unlikely.
They are almost equal in power to you, just slightly ahead. So.
Okay. That's showing.
There's 5 5th level characters and 1 6th level character. So.
Okay. As a bonus action, I will cast Inspiration, or Bardic Inspiration, on Rotvane.
Just where are you at, by the way?
It's a D I'm what?
Right here. It's a D8.
Jason.
Okay. Yeah!
Just make sure you give it back when you use it.
Hey, Rotvane, hey! That's apparently what
nice.
I've done. And then I really don't have a lot that I can do because I'm at 2 hit points.
You can use an action to disengage and run away.
Yep. Sophia is also about the same amount of hit points as you, so
okay.
Just check my eye.
What about your...
I have
all right, then daggers. I'm going to do a cloud of daggers right on her. Ooh. So it's 44 slashing damage.
Nice.
All right, what does she get for that?
Is there an attack or a save?
I don't think so.
What does it say?
It just says you fill the air with spinning daggers in a cube 5 feet on each side. A creature takes 44 slashing damage when it enters the spell's area for the first time on a turn or starts its turn there. So
she won't take the damage until the beginning of her next turn.
1 minute concentration.
Yes. So should I not do that? Is there a better
one?
Okay, let's do Dissonant Whispers then.
No, I think that's a good one. It just won't work immediately.
My weapons are shit. Like, total shit. Like, a dagger.
I think Crown of Daggers is a really good one. It just won't take her out immediately, as always. It won't take her out until.
Alright, I'm gonna do Dissonant Whispers then, because she has to run away if it succeeds. So. And she takes half damage anyway.
That's a wisdom save?
So. It is a wisdom save. DC 14.
Her total is. 9.
Yay!
So I was casting it at a second level, which means 4d6.
Okay.
Kill.
All right. 10, 17.
So she's out.
Nice.
Yay.
She was at 7.
Down.
Can you, are you strong enough to drag her out of the ring?
Or throw her in the pool?
No.
What is my strength? Okay. My strength is minus 1.
The DM says
what about
says
the
no.
dog?
Yeah.
Can the dog drag her out? Mm-hmm. Would that,
doggy, doggy,
that would
doggy.
Take her out of the play, right?
Doggy, doggy,
when
doggy.
When we knock people down, we need to get them out of the
mm-hmm.
ring immediately.
Mm-hmm.
That's our key right now.
We need to take out the druid.
Yeah.
I tried!
All right, who else goes?
Guys, I have Second Wind, which will give me HP, and with my Second Wind comes a Rallying Cry, so up to 3 allies within 60 feet regain 5 hit points.
Ooh. Hey!
That's
really
good.
That'll get
nice.
Both of us.
That would be pretty great.
Yeah, that'd okay. be awesome, yo. Right.
So, y'all yeah. get 5 hit points.
Thank
and
you.
Then I get
3 allies?
Yes.
So,
Panic and the 2 people who are down?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Unless
nice. Wait, is Pan? Yeah, Pan
yeah.
Is
I was at
60.
Two.
And then
so
where's my?
Acra goes up by 5.
Everyone's time's up.
And who else?
Not here until our turn.
And I get 1d10 plus 5.
D2.
Cool.
So 13.
13 points. Nice. Oh. You guys are. I mean, you guys are holding your own. It's,
mm-hmm.
it's a.
Can I stand back up?
Yeah.
Yep. Well, that's half your movement.
And you
yep.
get the D6. Right.
And
she
and
gets
that
a D6,
just
right?
My bonus.
Oh, those are
ones.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
still
Stumble Duck.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry. Okay.
All right. So what else do you do, Stumble Duck?
I guess the fucking, let's, I'm like, fuck, I'm going to stick with my fucking arrow. Shut up. I'm going to try and take out this fucking wizard.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where is Xander? Which one's Xander?
Xander's right
green.
There.
Green. Okay.
Fucking hell. 14?
On Kotko?
Oh, on Xander.
On Xander.
The Wait. Dude who ran away that's almost
no,
dead.
No, he's going
him.
Yeah, he's going
yeah,
right
got
no, that misses. He's got mage armor on him, so his highest is.
18.
Wait, when did
we'll
he
hit.
Cast
That'll
mage
hit.
Armor?
That'll
because he was
okay.
unconscious.
Probably before the fight.
And this is my
yeah,
okay, I do.
Yeah.
It lasts
all
8
yeah.
hours.
Oh,
it doesn't,
it's
it, it's not concentration.
Gotcha.
7 damage.
It's just enough.
Yay! Does he fall backward out of the ring?
No.
Aww.
Nice
oh, so,
try,
you know, I'll tell you what. If you waste a luck point, yes.
Okay.
Oh,
worth it. Worth it.
Yes, that is
Oh,
worth.
Also, I forgot to say one more thing. If you guys can earn inspiration for doing insane shit.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So anything that would be like a crowd-pleasing thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if you feel like something you've done should earn inspiration that I haven't given to you, I'm going to make a case.
Doesn't Rotvane get
it
for like
running,
leaping?
Sure, Rotvane, you get it for that.
You have an inspiration.
You have inspiration.
Yeah.
All right, good turn, Margaret. That was...
Mm.
Yeah. Maggie? Is Maggie Duck this
Maggie,
week?
Oh,
Maggie,
Maggie
Duck.
This week. My
okay.
bad. All right, so Kopka's not going to ring. Cleric runs over, heals him, and gets...
Did you want to use your movement? Disembark or anything?
Well, I did 2 actions and my bonus.
You still
have
movement.
Yeah, you can move
now.
Still. Mm-hmm.
Right now, you're just on top of me.
That, and I'm fine with that.
Okay. On top of
If I got time, I'll braid a little bit of your fur. All
right. Acra.
so
at the start of your turn, you get a D6.
D6.
Because you're still in his magic,
yeah.
his magic
so
sauce.
I get this?
Yep.
His magic sauce. Gross.
Ooh, so you got
nice.
11 points all
nice.
Together.
Nice.
Yeah, that's
nice.
Nice.
10 points, right?
Yeah, 10. Because right. the other one was 5, right?
Oh, I thought it
yeah,
was
5 and 5.
Yeah,
five
you're right.
Okay.
So I'm up, so that's half of my turn.
That's half your movement.
Move.
You can
half
still move
movement.
20 feet. And
you could still
right.
hit one of those.
And you have your
buckers.
Attacks and your bonuses and all that.
Yeah.
So.
Is this Xander over here?
Yeah, it's Xander here.
Okay. So I can move and I can attack?
Yep, and you're not. There's nobody threatening you right now, so you can move around without having to take any attacks.
Okay.
Where do you want to go?
Kitty tail.
You move up to 4 squares. Oh, she's back. Oh, she's laying down. But she's back. So where do you want to go?
It's not my turn yet, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can move 4 squares. Did not
have to see if what's that. I don't have notifications on that time. Oh, yeah, she did.
I think the problem with the metal ones is they just don't actually roll enough.
Mm-hmm. But they're so pretty.
They feel
oh,
better.
Oh, I saw this really pretty, like almost Art Deco-ish metal dice that I almost got.
They were, I saw those on Amazon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But they're like $30 goddamn. Yeah, dollars.
It wasn't worth it.
The purple one has armor on, right?
No.
No.
She's a
barbarian, so she'll take half damage from any sort of physical attacks.
Okay.
She ripped her shirt off and threw it in the crowd.
Yeah. And the yellow one is Florentine.
Yes.
Okay.
And she's the two weapon fighter.
Okay.
And then the red one is Esmeralda. She's the sword and board leader.
Let's see. I've got a vicious short sword. And I'm just kind of pissed that I've been knocked out a couple of times.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So what I would like to do is...
But you get up again.
It's true.
I'm going to keep her down.
I want to get on top of Florentine's head. Okay. And can I slash one of her weapons?
You want to try to disarm her?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And I'll say, like, you can jump over. You can't actually stand on her head.
Oh, I want to stand on her head, though.
You stand on her head for a second, where you land.
Yeah, and then slash down.
Okay. Copycat.
It's a very Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. Yeah. I like it.
Or maybe I just flip as I'm going on top.
Yeah.
There.
I like it. You're somersaulting and so, then you down while you're flipping.
All right. So you make an attack, and she'll resist it with... This is Florentine with her athletics or acrobatics.
Uh-huh.
Whichever is higher, acrobatics for her. What'd you get total?
18.
She got a 17. So which weapon did you want to get rid of? Her axe or her pick?
Which one has more damage?
They both do the same.
Let's get rid of her axe.
All right. So her vicious metal axe drops to the ground.
Okay. And then do I do damage? Or it's just that it is what it is.
What's your first attack? So,
Oh, can I slash her other hand?
You can disarm her again. You want to try disarming her again?
But you won't do any damage if you disarm her.
Yeah.
Okay.
But she has bonus actions. She has a bonus unarmed.
Flurry of blows.
She can flurry of blows.
Yeah. 16 plus 6.
9, she got it.
Okay.
So you
so
jump
I
up.
Disarmed her.
You jump up, do a little bit of a flip. As you kind of push off her head with one hand, you slash down with both of her weapons. She's so stunned by it, you just knock him out of her hands.
Yeah, nice.
You land. Now roll some punches. You want one punch, or you can do a key point for two?
I guess I'll do two punches.
Alright, so it's been a key
punchy
point. And. Other features and traits.
I would like to announce that I just wrote a victory song.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear it later. All right, so
roll.
Yep. Attack one.
I can't wait to pretend to hate you.
What's that? Miss. Continue.
Wait. Is it my flurry of blows?
Yeah.
So it's plus 6, so it's 8.
Yeah, it's a miss. Okay. Florentine's got a good AC. She's a fighter.
9 plus 6.
15. That just misses her.
Oh, well. But at least I disarmed her.
Yeah, you humiliated her. Mm-hmm. You took away her weapons. Alright, who else is up?
I don't think I've...
I haven't gone yet.
He hasn't gone yet. Well, you're going to move the little thingy.
Yeah, so I have a conundrum. I think I can do another spell, which is Cure Wounds, which is 2d8 plus 4.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that counts as an entire action for me.
Yeah,
yes. I think most of us are semi-okay, so maybe...
So what I would do instead, then I'd use the dog to get her out of the way.
Nice!
Yeah.
Attack someone, and then as a bonus, move the disc to Akra's position. I think that
sure.
way you can...
Yeah,
okay.
I like
so,
good.
Okay.
Deku.
All right, I'll get rid of the Florentine.
Whatever. Yeah, get rid
Sophia,
of Sophia.
Sorry, Sophia.
That's got to be horrifying for the crowd.
Watch a dog
like
pushing
her
cat person out of the way.
All right, so
yeah.
The dog pushes her out. No.
What is outside of the ring?
Just like there's like
grass, dirt, sand,
okay.
Clerics.
Gotcha.
Okay. For my next action item, I think I'll attack Jasmine.
Okay.
With a longbow. 12 plus 9.
Okay.
21.
Yeah.
That's 1d8 plus 4. Where's my d8? There it is.
I love how he, like, looks down and he's like...
5 plus 4.
Yeah.
So 9 points?
Okay.
So she'll take 4 of that.
Ah, okay.
She's a raging barbarian.
All right. So, and for my bonus, I'll move this disc to where Akra is.
Okay. Okay.
So when she wakes up, she'll...
She's awake, but she will take some...
Extra D6.
All right.
Deku.
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 All right, Deku, I think you're the only person who has an... No, Robin has an idea. Which one of you wants to go?
I have a plan.
Go for it.
You like the Cylons.
Okay. So I have to stand up for half my speed, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you get...
And I can still move 1, 2, 3, 4. Does that take me in a direct line to Purple Lady?
1, 2, 3.
No. Just straight from where I'm at. Straight my direction. 1, 2, 3, 4.
1, 2, 3, 4.
That's the same line as her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and I can still move that far, right, Chris?
Yeah.
You also get to...
You'd be in line with her, but you
that's
want
okay.
to...
That's okay. No, I want this.
Doing.
This is what I'm doing. Yeah,
okay.
So move me there. I have a plan.
Okay.
So I use Step of the Wind to disengage.
Okay.
So that I don't take any... Opportunity attacks. And then I'm going to use... So excited. The Ring of the Ram.
Oh, yes!
And once they leave the ring, they're out, right?
Yeah. That's the rule.
So,
just pushing her straight back.
I am.
Nice.
Sumo style.
The ring produces a spectral ram's head and makes its attack roll with a +7 bonus. So.
Nice.
Fuck!
Aww.
Do you have inspiration?
No.
Do you
have mining?
Yeah, you can have someone else. I don't have.
Well, let's see. 7. 13. Does that hit?
You're attacking.
I don't know. Purple.
Jasmine. Her AC is 15.
I will give you my inspiration.
Well, here's hoping I don't fucking waste it. God damn it.
New dice.
What'd you
I
get?
Mean, I can't go
a
through
two,
all the
so
dice.
It's 15. It would hit then, right?
No, it's 2 plus 7. It's
oh,
nine.
I thought you said you had 13 already. Sorry.
The first one was 6 plus 7, which is 13, right?
Yeah.
So
and
I,
if
yeah.
you added a 2 to that, that would
no.
be 15.
No, she's just re-rolling.
No, I just rolled it again.
Yeah.
What are your hit points at?
10.
Did you add a 5
yeah,
and
no,
a
I, no,
D6?
No, that's with the 10.
Oh, that's with.
Wait, isn't it just 5?
No,
oh, no,
and there's another D6 because you were in the square when you started.
Okay. Yeah, I just added 5. So it's
you
just
add another D6.
So mm-hmm. 6, so I get a... So it's just 6.
Does anyone else have a standard inspiration?
No, waste it. Don't waste it on
but
my fucking roll.
But this one will take one
of... toughest fighter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine.
If
let
anyone
see.
Has...
One inspiration per
I
roll.
Don't have
that's...
It.
Yeah, no,
oh, okay,
you
can't... Okay.
You can't,
double
do it. So I get a 2 attacks, though, right?
Yeah.
And we determine that the Ring of the Ram is an attack.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to try and use it again, because there's,
right.
there's 3 of them.
Okay.
Come on, you motherfucking bitch.
New... Die, woman.
That one rolled 2 ones. Like
I have offered you how many?
I have so many. This is just
so
me.
What did you get total?
I failed.
Okay.
It doesn't matter what I got.
Roll your book or something, then set the table.
So then I will use my bonus action. And let's see.
It was a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A+ ideas.
Yeah.
You don't
and
suck.
Then I will use another key point to use the Radiant Sunbolt.
So you could do use your unarmed attack to do a push attack.
Yeah, you could just
can't move
straight
anymore.
Go forward.
Oh, you're
I've used all
yeah.
my
yeah.
movement.
Never
to
mind.
Okay.
Yeah, I've already used all my movements.
You're
so.
Okay.
Yep, and I failed again.
All right,
so
well, give yourself inspiration
6, 13.
For the cool idea.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And I failed on my third attack too.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Right,
so as part of my racial traits,
mm-hmm.
I have powerful blow, which means
you
I count
totally
as large
mm-hmm.
when determining carrying capacity and the weight I can push, drag, or lift.
Yeah,
okay.
Push her out.
So I'm going to attempt to, this is Sparta, her out of the
just 1 foot kick her out. That's way cooler than the ram.
I mean, the ram was
well,
still
she basically
good idea.
Like spun and avoided your ram attacks.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I need you to make me. You make a strength athletics checks, and since you count as large, you have advantage on this.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Oh yes.
And she will contest it with either her athletics or her acrobatics.
Nice.
And for her, that will be athletics.
Oh, I just did it as a strength check. Did you say
athletics?
Athletics. Okay.
What's athletics versus strength?
So athletics is a skill, so if you were trained in it, it would be
good. You'd get proficiency. I gotcha. Look at that little giggle.
So that'd be a 27.
She rolled a natural 1.
Oh!
What?
explain how you do this. Do you say anything while you're this is Sparta?
I'm going to yell, Jets, and kick her in the face.
And as you yell Jets, she instinctively goes up and snaps.
Which is why she can't run.
And that just opens it up for your foot to go straight in her chest, and she goes flying back. She gets up, and she charges back into the ring and tackles you.
Oh!
Like three clerics
rush
out.
She's in a rage, I get that.
Her three clerics rush out and pull her off.
Nice!
I love that she, like, does some cool move to avoid your thing, and then she turns around and whoop! Jets!
Poof! And she's currently, like she's currently
she's fighting them?
She's fighting the three clerics on the side of the ring. The crowd loves it. It's just like a ball of dust and claws.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
I love
Justin
it.
Verlander just walked it running.
What was her hit points at that point?
Oh, God. She was at 41.
She's a beast.
I knew she was going to be the toughest.
Oh,
damn.
Yeah, she has the most. She had the most hit points at 55. So.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So now we've got
so that blood. Was a very good move.
This is Sparta.
Do you get an inspiration? Does he get an inspiration?
Oh yeah, he used it.
Because he gave it to you.
I'll give it to you. Alright, the crowd loves it, so you get the inspiration. Florentine and Esmeralda just say, fuck! And unfortunately for that Acra next to them, so Esmeralda spends all of her move picking up her weapons.
Okay.
Which means they're gonna break formation. Florentine's gonna go over, and they're smart, so they're gonna pray on the weakest.
You're going for Maggie Dutch.
All right, so we'll do Florentine first.
No, she's the most damaged.
Oh.
Florentine is going to do three attacks on Acra.
Wait, me or on
Deku?
Acra.
I thought it was Deku. Didn't you just the red one?
The red one is Esmeralda.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
This is Acra.
So.
Oh, sorry.
So why did she move on somebody?
Wait. The red one just moved up on Deku.
Yeah.
Ruby.
Mm-hmm. You just pointed at Deku. Deku's the green.
Esmeralda. Sorry, I'll do Esmeralda first.
So Esmeralda's going after Akron.
Deku.
Yes.
Okay. Maybe we should just say colors.
Yes. Red is going after Deku.
Thank you.
And she gets two attacks.
Okay. And
both of those miss. Both are 11s.
Nice.
And she's going to use her bonus action to take her second wind. Actually, she doesn't need to do that yet. She's actually pretty healthy. So, and then Florentine on Acra. She gets three attacks. She's pretty pissed about you taking her weapons away from her.
That's fair. That's valid.
That anger, unfortunately, translates into missed attacks. The pick attack is a natural one. AC 14 misses. But AC 20 will hit.
Yeah.
So. 8 points of damage.
Okay, I only had 5, so... I'm
down. Oh.
I had you at 10.
What?
I had you at 10.
Yeah, you had 10.
You
were
I lost five
for something, I thought.
No?
I don't remember you.
She gave you 5 and
he gave you
5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
had a 5
okay,
on the
so
D6.
Maybe I'm down to 5.
So you take...
Or, no, I'm down to 3.
Uh-oh. You just took...
7?
8 points, so you're down to 2.
You're down to 2.
Alright. All right. Those are the fighters.
I'm still up.
What's Xander gonna do?
Xander is gonna cast. Well, man, there's. You guys took them all out of the ring. You can't bring them back up if they're out of the ring. Esmeralda and Florentine. He's gonna cast Healing Word on Florentine. Using his second first level spell.
Is he moving?
He's actually going to... He's going to cast that at second level.
Who's he casting on? Oh, no, never mind.
His
quarantine.
Yeah. His peeps.
Not a great roll for him. That was 6 points back for Florentine. Ooh, he can do this now, though. And he still has the lightning in the air.
What to do? Well,
to die today at a minute or two to two.
He's gonna point, and a shot of lightning comes down on Stumblevane. Need you both to make your dexterity saving throws.
Just the two of them?
Yeah.
Okay.
20, modified.
That'll succeed for both of you. You both take half damage, or quarter damage in Rotbane's case. So, 8 points to Margaret and 4 points to Rotbane. And that's the Jets. They are not doing so hot.
Alright.
I'm hooked on a feeling.
You guys strategize for a second. I'm going to grab myself another drink.
So,
hey, you guys,
you have more of the
suggestion. What's up?
Yeah.
Man,
hey, probably Chris, not for you as much.
Bring a Revia lemonade.
But if,
thank you.
If Stumbleduck and Deku can chop down the red cap for a bit,
yeah.
I have a stupid idea that would be awesome.
Totally, I'm actually wondering if I should come in and just grab one of them and fly away.
Just it's pick them up and drop them in the
are
water.
Are you strong enough?
Or I don't know. I'll have to ask.
Or throw them out of the ring.
Yeah.
Just like take
and we
right
should definitely
and
focus
it.
On that druid too, though.
I'm gonna be casting magic at the druid.
Okay.
So I think, well, I'm gonna do dissonant whispers on the druid again.
And if that succeeds, he'll run out of the ring because that's where he's closest to. He'll run
away from me
straight,
to the ring.
Yeah. Straight away from me.
Well, I think we established last week that they'll run and stop. At the
oh,
edge.
Okay. That's right. You're yeah. correct. You're correct.
Otherwise, it's a little too easy.
yeah, that's fair. I mean, I can probably successfully stun the red one.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. So you want me to go first and see if I can stun him?
Yeah, let's try that. All
right. Well, let me go ahead and attack Xander since that's not
see
gonna do a whole lot. Yeah. So Xander will need to do a wisdom.
Save.
The
Adam
group
is
awake
too now.
What happened? Is everyone
saying? Yeah. And I have 8, 10, 12.
I'm actually reading it, so.
Bardic Inspiration.
Oh,
who needs
sure,
inspiration?
All, like, I don't want to smile.
I can do
right
one
now.
More, so who just wants it?
Give it to Caitlin.
You sure? I am rolling like shit.
What? Sorry, what's happening?
I can give one person a Bardic Inspiration, and I was asking who wants it. I'll give it to Caitlin.
What is it?
Good.
A D...
It is a D8.
Oh, no. There's an argument now. Or there what? Was. Sorry, baseball.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Tortle, tortle, tortle. That's apparently what I'm going to sing at you. To give you inspiration.
Denim, denim, denim.
Tortle, tortle, tortle.
Denim, denim, denim.
So you're all still up.
What?
You're all still up.
Yeah. And I am casting... I'm casting just the whispers again on Xander, so do a wisdom save for him.
Sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Peach lemonade.
So, saving throw, is that what's happening?
Mm-hmm.
13.
He fails, which means he takes the full 12 points of damage and must immediately run the fuck away from me!
He's dead.
Yay!
But he's dead in the ring, so...
Yep. I think that's a puppy dog requirement right there.
Puppy
that
dog!
Awesome!
Yep, he's going to go
he's
out.
Such
team
a good
mascot.
Puppy dog. Love it.
Right, so it's Panic's turn. Anything else you're doing in your turn?
She gave me Bardic Inspiration.
I did, as a bonus action. And I moved a little bit so I can get a bit closer to the fray.
Yeah, someone got ejected. The Red Sox manager got ejected.
Ooh. That's not surprising.
Yeah, Boston dick bags. Whose turn next? They're right. Casting Range Beagles.
Do you want to have the puppy move the...
Yeah, I think...
How far can the puppy move?
40, I think.
Oh, so he can't make it, can he?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
So I could get
the other two that are standing are not attack? Healing.
Yeah, that's
so.
True.
And make it more damage?
Can
make
I?
Him
yeah.
Fail his death.
No, wait.
Fail death saves.
Yes.
Yeah. You can make him attack and fail his death saves.
But one. That would use up your attacks, right?
That's fine. That's fine.
Is okay. it? I thought the dog was free.
No,
it moves free as happens.
So
okay.
if I attack, he has to.
I'll just leave him there. The other two can't heal him, so let's just
yeah.
leave him there.
Wait,
if
for next
you,
time.
If you attack him, it counts as an automatic critical hit, which means it counts as two failed death saves.
Oh.
Nice.
Okay.
I mean.
Or we can wait. Whichever you want to do.
Mm.
But he'll still be in the ring, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But the
and
other two can't heal
what
him.
What does
so.
That do to Tell's actions? Is that the only
he'll
action?
He'll be able to take one fewer attack.
Well, then you can
still
attack.
Work.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll use one of the attacks on the.
Mm-hmm.
So that's two fails.
Xander.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
So two failed death saves for him.
Further horrifying the cat crap.
Is
there's
a dog just going. Arr.
There's actually a gasp.
I will. Actually, I'll also move into the melee.
Mm-hmm.
1, 2.
Are you trying
three,
to see what's on my computer
4.
Or see around
no.
it?
No, see what's going on here.
Yeah,
do
I think I'll stop here.
No, you're fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. And use a longbow against the red guy.
Okay,
go.
Against Esmeralda, go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. 19 plus whatever.
A lot.
That'll hit.
Okay.
You hit, in conclusion.
Which is good. And now I do a d8, I think.
Mm-hmm.
For the longbow. 6 plus 4. 10.
Mm, yeah, that'll be 10 points.
Cool.
That's a good arrow
good move.
Shot.
Good move.
And I have a bonus action as well, right?
No, that was the dog.
That
no,
was
no,
the dog.
No, he's
no, that's movement and attack.
Yeah, he has bonus action.
So
oh.
for the bonus action, I'll move this into... This is Akra.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
No, that's Deku.
That's Deku. Okay.
Akra,
really? You just keep knocking shit over.
It needs to be on Deku.
Yeah.
Not me.
Oh, it needs to be on Deku?
Yeah, pink
okay.
one.
Okay.
Because you've only got 2 points, right?
You're Deku.
Akra.
You're Deku.
Pink. It needs
yeah.
to be on pink. I don't
okay.
care about names anymore.
Yeah.
They're
just colors.
Names are
put
useless.
Put Panic back up, too. She's not down. You knocked her over.
Not
hard.
Okay.
Panic! Because everything is... Moving.
Alright, so it's Panic, Tell. Who else?
I'll go next. I will attack Esmeralda.
By the way, just how he's pitching, he just hit something.
Sure.
You have inspiration.
I know, but still. So, 7... 15?
On whom?
Esmeralda.
Esmeralda.
That'll miss.
She's so
mad. 19?
That'll hit.
Alright, at least something fucking hit.
She's very high AC, so don't feel bad.
I always feel bad when I roll sevens. It's fucking ridiculous. 5 points of damage.
Okay.
And then I will use my last key point to make that a stunning strike.
Alright.
And then I will make one...
What?
Holy fuck. I will make one
alcohol,
unarmed
right?
attack.
Yes,
I can do that
it's not
as
ready
a bonus action, right?
What's that?
I can make one unarmed attack and it's as a bonus action, right? Without using a key point?
Yep.
Fuck you.
What's your 15. What's your stunning strike DC?
14.
She fails.
So she's stunned. Right?
She's stunned.
Okay, and then a 14 misses, right?
Well, she's
I
stunned.
So.
She's stunned, so you have advantage on the attack.
Oh,
oh.
It's not gonna matter. Another fucking 7.
Oh.
14.
14 will miss.
Mm-hmm.
But she is stunned.
Not gonna fucking matter.
Oh, I still have inspiration from last time.
That's it. I'm done.
Okay. I have an idea that is stupid but awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we'll see if you'll allow me to do this.
All right.
I want to turn around, grab Esmeralda, and carry her into the pool. Like, just dive with her, like, grappled.
Oh, God.
Not throw her? Just...
No,
you could
no, I'll
just
go in with her,
her
and I'm going to hold
right.
her underwater.
Based it that you
I
have
can
higher
last
constitution?
Longer.
All right.
That's my idea.
Okay.
That's
I don't know if that's
how
possible.
It goes. This cry is going to be trying.
Savage. Savage.
I love it.
What has to be rolled?
Well, she automatically fails strength saving throws, so...
Yeah. So you can pick her up.
You can pick her up and take her in there.
Honestly, you could probably sit on the edge of the pool because she's stuck. You don't even have to get in there.
I just think
it
makes more sense, though, to like be bear hugging her and just sink to the bottom.
It's a better show. Yes.
Then that is what I do.
It might also look less savage than just holding someone underwater.
It's true.
All right, so move them both in there. Margaret, are you hopping off for this? Or?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
She bails at the last minute.
You getting off the Rodman train?
This is messed up.
It's been nice knowing
Apparently
you.
We know the lie. Now, for
like, you Rodman, crazy motherfucker, what are you doing? Okay, well, as I...
Cats hate water.
As he's heading toward the pool and I realize what's happening, I'm
just
going to
bail to the side.
I'm going to...
Rodman, at the end of your turn, you take 20 points of necrotic damage.
Oh, shit.
Reduced?
Nope.
Are you resistant to necrotic?
Magic.
I'm going to check.
It's not bludgeoning, piercing, or slashing.
Well, he's got a little bit of weird resistance.
Poison, cold, radiant, fire, necrotic.
What?
So they take 10 points of
necrotic. Wow!
Totem
bears,
of
y'all.
The bear.
Holy fuck!
All right.
Okay.
I'm guessing she takes more.
She will take more. In
her Okay, so it's like, fuck, I'm not doing that. So I leap off of Rodvane onto what's-her-face, Yellow.
Yeah. Attack Yellow. Blurdine.
Stabby, Blurdine. Stabby. Basically a monkey.
Yellow, yellow, yellow.
Right.
19 hit?
Yeah. 19 will hit, yes.
So that's 5 damage. Mm-hmm. And another 19 to hit. And 8 damage.
Alright, Florentine is in fact bloodied.
Fine.
Mm-hmm.
And right. Probably really confused.
Akra, you're up. Last of the,
Mohicans?
Yes.
Last of the Time Lords?
Last of the Cat Hoders.
So, I got healing, right? So what do?
D6.
D6? Mm-hmm. 3. Okay. 1, 2, 3. I think I forgot to hit apply changes last time.
Okay.
And who's right next to me?
That is Florentine.
Florentine. So, does she have her weapons back?
She picked them up, yep.
Okay, I want to try it. Knock them out again.
Okay.
Why are you so clumsy?
Why are you dropping things?
Butterfingers?
You're only doing emotional damage.
I know. The physical damage the clerics can heal. The emotional pain.
Your resilience save.
It's 17.
So that's your, 17 to hit, and she uses athletics or acrobatics, so 17, she got 13, that'll miss, so her axe knocks the ground.
Okay, and then I'm gonna try to do her other one.
Alright.
Can I use my inspiration?
You
I'm
sure can.
Use my inspiration.
Guys, how bad is it that we actually feel sorry for the... victims of
you know what's
fight
funny though
right
this was not an easy fight.
No,
I
no,
do
no,
not
no,
feel
no,
sorry
Sandra
for that.
Points were 13.
Can I have the range?
That was the
course?
First one was 13.
Okay.
So second
yeah,
one
we easily could have lost.
Could have gone.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's
yeah.
More
the
first
one
I
had was 7.
Cool.
Yeah,
and
the trauma. But I feel bad for that.
Shields on drill.
Okay. It's
right.
Still pretty good. Do I still have a hand?
You still have your hand attack, yeah.
please tell me you just reach out and do, I got your nose!
Can I just
yeah, absolutely. Roll me an attack.
Right on the snout.
Bad cat.
it probably didn't do it 5.
That, yeah, that's
yeah.
Or reach out and tug her whiskers.
All right.
I just love the idea of just being like,
and Akra, I'm going to give you an inspiration point at the end of your turn for smacking the weapons out of her hand. Okay.
Thank you.
All right, it's time for the Jets.
Yeah.
Glug.
All right.
You mean the Jet?
Esmeralda is, she's currently stunned.
In the water.
Well, right. She's taking damage, so I assume she can get out of the stun.
Well,
no,
it's, she can. It's not to your next turn, so.
Yep.
She...
It's pretty vicious.
She takes 30 points of necrotic damage.
Ouch!
Hmm.
God damn.
She is out.
Nice.
Yeah.
So the clerics come in and, like, pull her out, or what if
she drowns?
They have divers under the water.
No, she actually, well, I mean, she's out. She's not.
Oh, she hasn't failed
the
death saves.
She has death saves and stuff on, so.
Never mind.
She's in a bad spot, though. A real bad spot.
I mean, next turn, you should just pick her up and throw her out of the ring.
Oh, my gosh.
Or just leave her in there and get out of here.
This is their fourth round mound visit.
Close up Florentine.
Does that count, right?
She uses her movement to pick back up her axe.
With a sigh of disgust.
Oh, I'm so mad at you.
She says, "You're winning, but you don't have to be a jerk about it." 18 to hit you, Acra.
Oh, to hit me, yeah.
Yeah. She's attacking you until you're dead, okay?
She's very mad at you.
She's
right
very
now.
Mad at you right
she
now.
She has one target.
Yeah. 8 points.
I'm done.
All right. And then with her other two attacks, she's going to hit the only other person next to her because she used her movement to get her fucking axe. So Margaret Stumbleduck.
Technically on her shoulders.
Grips you with the war pick and flings you to the ground.
Ow!
Dealing you 6 points of damage with the first attack. And then with the second attack, she slams her axe into you on the ground.
Ow!
For 15 points.
Oh, I am negative.
Do they have negative?
No.
Does it stop at
no.
zero?
No, just stops at zero. Yeah, I just went to death save.
She's like coughing.
Unless someone were to hit you with double your hit points on one strike.
All right, that is it for the jets.
Then you die.
All right. Yeah. I'll climb out of the water
good
and
plan.
Go, here, kitty, kitty, kitty. And I don't know what else I can do in this round.
I mean, you move it, you get out of the water. So you still have, you can still move a little bit. It's like, I mean, it's just rough terrain. So, I mean, it took you 2 squares to get out of it.
Okay, then I will step over the duck and smack this cat.
The down duck.
Mm-hmm.
Duck down!
Duck down!
That's a natural one, so I'm going to use my inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's better. 13 plus 8. 21.
What?
To hit. So 12 damage.
Okay.
18 to hit.
That'll hit.
12 damage.
Okay.
And finally...
Oh!
20.
That's it. Bye, yellow.
Two of these. So 5. Because I don't get the damage bonus on the third attack.
All right.
3 and a 2.
And a loud horn sounds as you guys have knocked out. Oh, the crowd goes wild. The now 33-1 Jets have been defeated.
I get my money!
Oh, I
get
my money.
This is the closest
too.
To defeat
kitty.
We've gotten.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's
second fight.
There was a very good chance that you guys didn't win that fight.
That was almost split in twain.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys used some very good tactics there, so.
You just gotta know your feel.
The crowd goes wild. The Jets are hurried off for healing off to the side.
I hope I am too.
You guys are as well. You guys are taken to your sidelines. You guys are healed back to full by clerics.
Do we just take one?
How is Xander reacting?
Counts as a long rest.
Counts as a long rest?
Yeah. Okay.
So we get 150 back. Oh, at least I get
We'll get to that, yeah.
Cool.
Ahem. Victory song?
Yes. Margaret, you wake up. And the cleric healing you says, "Congratulations, you guys won."
Sweet. We're getting wasted in the evening. Cling clank, the booze is gonna flow. Come congratulate me. Show how you adore me. But buy me a drink ASAP.
The cleric casts inflict wounds on himself and falls over.
I mean, when it started, it wasn't that bad. And then it started not rhyming. And I was like, what's happening?
Also, Alicia, your songs are one of my favorite parts of this campaign.
Delightful.
I hope you realize that even though everybody in-game must react to them poorly,
internally.
Me, the DM,
loves that so much.
Thank you. It's actually really hard.
Oh, yeah.
And Sarah, I'm fine if you hated that one.
No, I love them. I
the
love
characters
them.
Hate them, but that was fucking delightful.
That was adorable. Yeah.
All right. So.
I think this is all hilarious.
Priya.
Oh.
Priya
pass
rushes.
Down.
That's yeah, pass me your inspiration dice. Priya rushes over to you guys and says, holy shit, you guys won. You did wonderful. She
I
says,
know, right?
She says, and this is no small achievement, she says. These are the fucking jets.
Hey, there's more than one way to skin a cat.
Oh.
Culturally insensitive.
Very much so.
She says, well, I believe drinks are on me this evening.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Clink, clank, the booze is gonna flow.
Tonight, we drink.
I feel like I would join you for the first line and then get away from you as quickly as possible. Because that first line is great. Clink, clank, the drinks are gonna flow.
That's the second line. Here.
Whatever.
I love it.
So yeah, the crowd goes wild. You guys head back to your locker rooms. As you guys are kind of like healing up, and as you head back out, Esmeralda from the Jets is there along with the rest of her crew, and she says, "Hey, you guys kicked our ass,
dude! You kicked my ass."
Yeah, she says. So this is what defeat tastes like, huh?
Sucks.
Delicious, right?
Oh, it's pretty bad. I don't want to ever do this again.
So did we have three end caps? You.
Incapitations. Incapacitations.
Did panic go down?
She went down, but she got back up.
Okay.
I don't think I got a single hit. I don't
no,
think I got a single attack.
You did. Yeah, you did.
Pansy.
Nah, he did what he was supposed to do. He was healing our asses.
You have fallen into the role of archer.
Yeah, it's a good place to be.
You did really fucking good. You healed and shot, and your dogs dragged people out.
That dog, MVP.
Nobody can hit you.
MVP.
In this city, at least.
Yeah.
She says, well, one thing's for certain. We gotta get proper wasted this evening.
Oh, we're getting wasted in the evening!
Xander comes over to you, Margaret. He's like, cousin, how's it been? I haven't seen you in years.
Yes! I, like, climb up and sit on his shoulder with my arm around his head. Let's go get some.
All right, so you guys head off.
Stumbleduck is fucking that cat.
Fuckwatch.
My cousin, fuck you.
Look, if you'll fuck a cat, you'll probably fuck a cousin, is all I'm saying.
Wait, whoa. Listen to yourself. Same-sex marriage, marriage to animals. You went down that slope, honey.
No, I didn't. I said incest and bestiality. It's not same-sex marriage. It was incest fucking a cousin.
All right.
It's not bestiality if the animal can consent. It is not an animal.
Moving on to the Emerald Arrow, where you guys have your...
We're having drinks. Sing your fucking song again. We live in a fantasy world.
Where you guys are...
There's no incest.
Are fed up.
Astro's got the
animals music. Can consent.
There is a big party, during which Ratvane Jasmine comes up to you and says, that kick you delivered onto my chest. She says, I was expertly timed. She says, I'm embarrassed because I've never been kicked out of the ring like that before, but... You must have powerful thoughts.
Just fuck him already!
That is not how bugbear mating works. We go into it.
How does rot vein mating work, buddy?
She looks over you at Margaret. She's like, well, just because we're both covered in fur doesn't mean I have any sort of attraction to him. Besides, I don't swing that way.
Basically, you know, put the arm over the shoulder and be like, let's drink.
Alright, the drinks are to be had. So that's a party at the Emerald Arrow. It's the name of the tavern you guys are staying in.
Come.
Yes, so...
we gotta meet a queen.
Deku, you get 300 gold pieces.
Nice!
Akra and Tel, you both get 150.
Cool.
From the bookie. Bookie says, wow, you're one of the only people to bet on yourself. So,
yeah.
So he made a killing.
Oh, he says, that was a great fight. Anytime you guys want to come back. Though, you know, next time I don't think...
You'll have as good of odds.
I'll have as good of odds. He says, I think people are wisened up to you. After, after Ajuba and this, he says, you guys are making quite the name for yourself.
That's too bad. That means the winning, sir. Maybe we should lose one.
As soon as I say it, I shake.
And throw the...
No. That'll get us put in jail. All
right. So, yeah, you do get an invitation to meet with Queen Layla in a few days' time. Well, you get the invitation right away, but it's for a few days from now. So you guys have a few days to, like, rest, recover, take mushrooms, do whatever it is you want to do.
Fuck a cat.
Maggie Duck is not gonna fuck the cat. She's gonna get fucking stoned with
She's
the cat.
She's gonna get fucked up with the cat.
She's gonna have fun with the cat. He's her bro now.
Basically, it's like she's on ecstasy and she's just petting the cat.
Like, we're just lying on the floor.
You're both
the
making muffins.
I'm imagining a pillow, a nest pillow, and we're just, like, spinning all day, just...
Being high.
Yeah, instead of communal baths, this place probably just has big, like,
sand
pillow
pits.
Rooms.
Ew.
Cats love to lie in sand.
They
like hot
in
sand. Yeah, but no. They also love to roll in sand.
Yeah,
like, dirt baths are a big thing for lions.
So the city of Umfaloko, as its name implies, is full of both tabaxi, but also street cats.
What about the rest of us getting paid?
Oh, you'll get that eventually.
Okay. He's got to do the divisions later.
Okay.
What was our total winnings, like, for the whole party?
I
don't know. Okay, never mind. That out.
He thought we were going to lose.
Let me do it real quick.
Sounds like our manager bet against us.
No. Red Vein, you get 200.
Woo.
Akra, you get 180. You want to add this to your winnings? Where's my sheet?
180 gold.
All right.
Rich.
Panic and Margaret, you both get 160.
Wow.
DQ, you get 160, and Tel, you get 125.
125.
What the fuck just happened?
We might have to go shopping at some point.
What did you say that we get? 160?
Yeah, you get 160.
What the
fuck?
In the hell is happening?
Can we go shopping?
Yeah, we can go shopping.
Right?
Oh, anything you want, yeah.
Shopping episode!
What sort of things do you guys want?
The first one is always the best.
I think I should get a potion of healing.
Right,
we can't use those.
Now you can use them outside of the fight. Right?
Yeah,
I got
we
one.
Might be going out to do other things. Mm-hmm. We are.
And
how
I think
much did
we
I get
all
potions?
Have some
Chris,
potions.
How much did
we
I
started
get?
With potion of greater.
160.
Thank you.
I mean, I just basically want to keep an eye out for enchanted weapons, like slightly fancier than what I've got, kind of stuff. Like if I could find a magic morning star. That was like a personality.
You find one, but unfortunately, if you use it in the evening, it doesn't do anything.
Because it's a magical morning star.
Thank you. Your DM will be here.
Or it only works when you're really sad.
Aww. Make sure to tip your DM.
Is there anything that I can use to add radiant damage to my attacks?
All your attacks?
Well, not all of them, but...
Is there any...
You want, like, a weapon that deals radiant damage?
A weapon, or, like, Kel's brass knuckles. That's a really good idea.
Is there anything that could actually help me fly?
Yeah. Alright.
Or at least sword
shit, maybe
for
I should
short
actually give you
sometime?
My boots of levitation.
And basically, we all know that I and the dog are the support staff, right? Like, I just do stuff from behind, and then the doggy helps me. Like, we just hang out together.
Could we buy an oversized slingshot?
That, to throw you yes. at people?
I'm so glad everybody knew exactly where I was going.
If we can't buy one, we can get the tools to make one.
Mm.
I think that this is
Can possible. I improve my longbow? Is there a next version of longbow?
Yeah, you can improve your longbow.
What do I need to do? What do I need to get?
We have. You'd have to replace it.
Okay.
Yeah. I imagine buying magic items in a store is super expensive, though. Okay. We need to quest, kill things in dungeons, and then we get magic items.
Let's see. A longbow plus one.
Where do I look at all the weapon options?
If you go to equipment and manage equipment, and then at the very top it'll say add items, and you can filter it.
Mm-hmm. Equipment, manage equipment?
Oh.
No, yeah. Okay.
You know, they don't actually have magical longbows. That's weird. Yeah.
I have a crossbow. I don't know if that's a bigger...
A heavy crossbow, I think, does a little more damage, but has less range.
Yeah, it only has 100 range. Hand crossbow.
Alright. Anyway, you could get a Cloak of the Bat, Sarah. It would cost you about 1,000 gold pieces.
Never mind.
We'll save up for it.
Antimatter rifle. What?
They have some weird stuff in there. No, that's probably a homebrew item that somebody made.
It's up to you to decide whether the character has proficiency with the firearm. Okay.
Could we all get, like, amulets of health or something? Are those allowed in?
Yeah, there's things like that, yeah.
I mean, are they allowed in the arena?
Yeah.
How much would a potion of hill giant strength cost?
God, it's so delightful. It is the best potion ever.
That makes you as strong as me.
It's so great.
A potion or amulet of
actually,
some sort
takes up to 22,
that can
right?
cast basically, like... zone of silence type thing, so I can just cast it at Maggie whenever she starts making music.
A potion of hill giant strength is actually relatively affordable. It'd be like 200 gold pieces.
Okay, I'm gonna get it.
Okay. So go ahead and add it to your sheet since you obviously have found it. Let's see. It's weird that, I guess in the system, technically, like, bows aren't magical, but the ammunition is. I've always thought that was kind of weird. It's probably some sort of balance reason for it. But
javelin, huh? Laser pistol. No.
No. And how much did you say that was? 200?
Yeah.
Yes, Alicia, please don't stop making up songs. They're fantastic.
I will do my best. Even if I have to borrow more from my fair lady.
I didn't even know that was from My Fair Lady, so well done.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm getting never... married in the morning.
That's particularly bad musical for her.
I know.
Yeah. I'm not finished yet, so. I don't know.
Hmm.
Anywho, I think it's dumb that ammunition works that way. So I would say you could get a longbow plus one if you wanted it. I would just make it for you. It's an uncommon thing, so...
I think I'm just going to make a wish list in my downtime and then run it by you what I can afford.
Absolutely.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That would be like 250 gold pieces? For something like that?
Ruby?
I'm sorry?
250 gold pieces if you wanted a plus one longbow.
250. I don't think I have 250 anyway.
What?
I have 365. Yeah, I do have 365. Okay.
We just earned that.
It is here. It's just not.
So what does it? What's the advantage?
It gives you plus one to hit and plus one to damage with it.
So at some point during
so
the night.
So 1d8 plus 5 instead of 1d8 plus 4?
Yep. And you get a plus 10 to hit instead of a plus 9, which is ridiculous.
You're... Ooh, okay. I'll take it.
All right.
So 250 you said?
Mm-hmm.
So
I've added it to your character, so you'll just need to equip it on your own.
Okay, so...
You have to refresh. Alright, anybody else want anything?
At some point during the night, while we're hanging out with people, mm-hmm. preferably like after Xander or somebody pukes, I'm going to start singing, "Smelly cat, smelly cat, what are they feeding you? Smelly cat, it's not your fault."
I'd like to get a hand crossbow.
Just a regular old hand crossbow?
Yeah.
That's all. Alright.
Are there really any weapons that more than a dagger that I can use? Like,
you can carry
I've got
a
short
rapier.
Bow and a dagger. Because
Scanlan could have a rapier, so you should be able to.
But I got bird hands.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how my bird hands work.
They work just like regular hands. It's all good.
Because I can play instruments.
I like that.
Yeah.
And your weapons, martial weapons... And simple weapons. So, I mean, you get a whole list of things. You can get a long sword.
Okay, so I can get. Alright.
Do you want to get yourself a sword?
I'll think about it later and see what I want to do.
Okay.
I'm going to continue to save up. Because right. I figure I'll buy something
yeah.
cool.
I might also be saving my money, so I got to
cool.
figure that out.
Alright, is there anything else anybody wants to do over the few days before you meet with Queen Layla?
Brass knuckles or anything like that?
You can get some brass knuckles, yeah.
Like... That will add something to.
Oh, you're looking. So you're looking for something to add radiant damage.
I just want something to add to either my attack or my damage. One of the two. Probably can't afford both. Although I do have a lot of money.
I would also, in a period while we are waiting, attempt to steal and or hide Piglet from like just at one point when he is drunk perhaps costs like minor illusion so it looks like Piglet's gone again just to fuck with him.
I go into a rage
in the middle of the bar. Panic.
And there goes half your gold to repair the place.
How do you know it was me? You don't know it was me.
I feel like I've been around long enough to know.
Unless I was like, nerd.
Such a knowy turtle.
So do I.
Knowy turtle. You're a snappy turtle.
I can't
turtle
have anything with radiant damage. Is there anything else you want?
Just add to attack or add to damage.
Like a plus one item?
Yeah.
Short sword plus one?
So, when you're hungry, are you a snacky turtle?
Can I get brass knuckles or something like that?
If you have a cold, are you a naughty turtle?
I mean, it'd be the same price. Yeah, if you'd rather have brass knuckles.
Yeah. I feel like I should be attacking more with my fists.
Okay.
I'm ignoring both of your bullshit. How much was it?
250.
250?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to add it to my...
I'll add it, yeah.
Okay.
What if you get something that goes over your beak?
Why would it go over my beak?
And you can bite harder?
Would be cool, though.
Why?
Just
what?
like for character, just to have like a metal piece made that makes the snapping hardcore.
Is
some kind of battle mask.
Does a bite, is that part of my unarmed attack?
You can count it as a bite. Yeah, you can flavor it however you want. You'd be a snapping turtle.
I am a snapping turtle, for sure. That's for sure. But the metal mask, I'm contemplating.
Are you going to get out some grills?
Like, yeah, just like screwed in.
Yeah, what are the artisanal features of this place? Like, what are they known for? And what do cats like in terms of
They're arts? Really good at kneading, so.
Lots of bread. Bakeries. Lots of bread.
They got lots of bakeries, yeah, lots of... it's on the river, so there's a lot of like river fishing, and
a lot of swimming pools, though.
There are in fact no swimming pools in the town, despite the fact that it's a very hot and humid area.
If Deku becomes very talkative, she's a chatty turtle.
was the one cat a little salty about being pulled into the water?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That cat's probably not very
She didn't warm up to us very much.
She did, though. I mean, okay. Like, she hasn't been beat before. She thought you guys were attacked us over well. I mean, you didn't see her in her locker room after the fight.
When she was trying to murder you.
But she was a bigger person when she came back out. She was Esmeralda, so she came back out. She was the one to talk to you guys. Alright, so yeah, I'll add some sort of brass knuckle thing to your thing, Niku.
Cool.
Yeah, I think we would have just done the usual tourist thing, like go around, look at the cool temples and gardens, and you know, we want to enjoy all these places we get to visit.
I do spend a lot of time in as many taverns as I can get away to.
And it's not just that formal of a place if you need to go to the bathroom in the garden.
Just dig a hole.
Very free country.
I'm going to record as many stories as I can in my magical book.
Yeah, all sorts of cats are happy to talk to you guys. Nice. So, all right, it's on your sheet.
Say cats are cool people.
Yeah, they're all very curious, you know, about newcomers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is there a lot of napping and sunbeams?
They have a siesta culture, yeah. Well, they just like lay out like in the parks, of which there are plenty.
I imagine other than the gnome, we're all pretty rare in those parts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you get a lot of curious stares. And of course, you guys defeated the Jets. So you are kind of celebrities in this town. Like, no matter where you go, people are, you know, talk about the fight.
Really? They're not resentful?
Oh, we should put on a concert.
I mean, I'm sure there's some appalled people like, oh my god, you just threw that tabaxi straight into water.
Sparta kicked that lady right out.
Well, actually, no one cares about that, but everyone's really upset that the dog dragged two cats out of the ring.
MVP! MVP!
I love it.
Fucking dog.
Uh-huh. We're going to have to get the dog like a really intimidating like leather harness with spikes and stuff.
Yeah. Wait, didn't I knock both those people out? I don't get anything. Like, it's just the dog.
The dog drags them out.
Well,
that's offensive.
The most upsetting.
They have no respect
the
for bird kind.
It's fine.
The cats have been knocked out before. But a dog has never dragged them out of the ring. Dog. you guys get your fair share of gladhanders and people that are curious about you. And
we were talking about putting on like a little minstrel show concerty thing to try to make some extra money.
That's a thing we should do. Look at Alicia. We're based. She's ready. She's ready.
I only got two lines, but.
All right. So yeah, put me on a perform check. Who wants to? First of all, describe to me the character of your show.
Are we busking? Are we in a?
Oh, I was
thinking this on more.
We're probably baller enough that we can get a venue. People want to see us.
We have a manager. She can arrange that shit.
So Priya.
Priya says, "I think this is a fantastic idea."
Performances.
Oh wow! Actually, I do have a club. Thing to add to
I want it to be like a dueling piano bar kind of atmosphere is what I'm thinking. Of like maybe
I gotta,
we're on one side of the bar like singing or playing a song and then you have to do one basically.
And I don't realize I'm the butt of the joke.
Yes, but there are so many people like the horrible dancing in Napoleon Dynamite. Everyone's like, fuck yeah!
You're just so excited because you're
horrible?
So into it.
I never could decide.
It was awful.
Okay.
Yes.
It was okay. His commitment to it.
Yeah, it's the fact that he didn't give a fuck and just went for it that people respected. Kind of like when Fairfield sings Crocodile Rock.
I
objectively, not great. We all love it.
You do better now.
We fucking love it.
It's gonna flip back, those are two.
You know that, right, Chris?
Oh, I know.
Fucking ridiculous.
I know it's both bad and the people love it.
That is the best.
It's the worst and the best.
Simultaneously. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's basically what it's like. We're having a dueling piano bar karaoke type affair where we charge admission.
Yeah.
I feel like Deku, since she's still refusing to learn any sort of instrument, is the energy creator.
You're just a Flame of Flav.
I'm just in the crowd. Wah!
Or, at some point, Rotvane uses your shell for percussion.
I am a drummer.
I was actually thinking you'd just be the dancer. You'd, like, run out and do a bunch of acrobatic shit.
You are
like,
super fast.
She's the dancer, aren't you?
I'm the acrobat, yeah.
Yeah, she's the acrobat.
You have, like, two of you running out doing, like...
I could almost see us doing theatrical reenactments of things that happened in the ring.
Yeah.
And so people would dress up, like, one of us will come out dressed...
With a red eye. Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
So anyway, a tavern, the Jester's Flag, and says, we have nothing going on tonight, and you guys did just defeat the Jets at their, at the thing. So yeah, we'd be down for this. We'll split the door with you.
So Deku uses her contacts that she's been making the last couple of days at all these different taverns. Hey, guys, we're doing a thing tonight. It's over. Where's the place?
The Jester's Flagon.
A Jester's Flagon. So she goes around, spends a couple of hours, just, hey!
Repping
everybody.
I also have a persuasion check with advantage.
Me?
Yep.
Okay.
With advantage.
Okay, that's better. That was a 16. Don't fuck me, dice. Persuasion?
Yeah.
That's a 0, so 16.
All right, you do drum up some interest. What about the rest of y'all?
We let the bard lead, and then the rest just assist, I guess.
Okay, my performance roll was 1, and I have a bonus of a -1, so that's an actual 0. I've managed an actual 0. I think I'm going to take my dog and try to make people pet it, and it's going to horrify everyone.
Oh,
yes!
Show them like, the tricks your dog can do.
Yeah,
like horrifying,
completely,
fascination.
Completely missing the point that nobody is happy about
it.
It
up.
Like your dog walks in and people go,
No, look, he can fetch. He can play dead.
It's like a stuffed cat. Yeah. And the dog's just like.
I got a 25 for my performance.
Tell people are like leading their kids away from you with their eyes covered. Like,
yeah. And I'm really happy with my dog. All right,
this is the drum of interest, or this is for the performance itself?
Oh, I got a 25 for performance.
This is like the performance?
Yeah, I got 18 for performance. All right.
Nice.
I also actually have stuff in performance, so I have an 18.
Nice.
So I will do what Akra tells me to, if I'm required for the acrobatics portion.
23.
This is a baller-ass performance, y'all!
We are awesome!
Woo!
It's kind
Legend.
Of what we do.
Alright, so tell
the dog.
The bar owner gently suggests that you hang out backstage with your dog.
Okay. No, I'll be at the exit.
Making sure people don't sneak out without paying.
Yeah. Or else they get to pet the dog.
Get to.
So tell me, I just want you guys to describe to me, what is this performance? Tell me, like, just give me, like, paint me a picture with my mind's eye.
Okay, I have a new song to debut. And I imagine you guys let me go first so that you can very quickly drown me out.
Okay,
go for it.
It makes everyone else look so much better by comparison.
Give them the old bloody knuckles, stab and bludgeon them, show them what a total badass you are.
And
Dagger's like, yeah!
Alright, so what's the rest of the show like?
Well, after she's, like, right there, we're going to start in with playing our actual instruments to, I think, sing, like, Mama just killed a tabaxi.
Put a crossbow against his head.
Pull
the
trigger,
now
he's
dead.
Mama.
spear in the air. All right, the crowd's drunk. I love it.
I spend the whole time trying to figure out where you guys are and playing along, and as soon as I like catch on to it, you realize it, so you drown me out with something else.
We change to a different song.
I want to quick put some red cat ears on Deku. Right? And I'm going to reenact
turtle.
Me slapping the weapons. And Deku has to be very like belligerent about it. And I'm like, bad kitty.
Like
bad kitty.
And for some reason, this plays really well with the crowd.
Because we rolled a 20.
All right, everybody gets a bonus 100 gold pieces. After the show, Margaret stumbled up.
Uh-oh. What'd I do? Who am I going to do?
A kind of timid-looking tabaxi wearing a very fine silver and gold necklace with, like, some very big earrings and, like, very, like, silken clothing comes over to you. She says, your performance was amazing.
Thanks! You're not so mad yourself, kid!
She says, I think you are exactly the sound we need. She says, would you be interested in playing a private show?
Oh. Where? How much?
She says, at Clawfang Manor. She says, this evening. She says, we will pay you 400 gold pieces.
Damn!
She says, but only if you promise to bring that beautiful voice and that expert song playing with you.
I have no wisdom.
I mean, I don't think you have a choice. This is all your dreams come true.
I would also like to point out that this is a new style of music called caterwauling.
There's only one caveat.
Mm-hmm.
You must be blindfolded.
Oh,
while you're playing the music.
Am I playing
thank
for
you.
An orgy?
She looks. She nods.
Yes. Y'all, I got another show. I catch you tomorrow. I'll be 400 gold richer and maybe get laid a few times.
All right, I definitely am following this bitch. I got my cloak of elvenkind on. I need to see who hired.
All right, so with your cloak of elvenkind, we'll just say narratively, yeah, you're able to stick to the shadows.
Well, here's the question. Robin, you've got those boots that let you float, right? Like, you could also follow.
But I just assume that it's all legit, and you're a bard. I mean,
I have a feeling that Rotbane and I are still pumping the crowd and having a right. Goddamn.
So she leads you like deep into the city, into like a fancy district, to a big house. And yeah, so you get to the house. She says, "Well, put the blindfold on."
Okay.
She puts it on, leads you in, puts you like sets you down, and says, "We'll let you know when to start."
Okay, I'm a tune my fiddle. Mm-hmm.
Alright, so, half an hour later, she comes, you feel a tap on your shoulder. Mm-hmm. She says, it is time. She says, play your sweet music.
What's the name of this town again?
Umfloko.
She's playing for the orgy because it sounds like cats in heat. I'm gonna recite your song.
Let's get it on.
Don't cry for me, Umfloko. The truth is, I kicked your asses. Off of my merc days, my mad adventures.
And as you play your fiddle, hitting the sharp notes when they should be in the flat notes, you hear a sound, just this yowling sound that harmonizes almost perfectly with it. Just. And you hear probably, I don't know, 20 or so sources of that noise that harmonizes perfectly with
the
chorus.
What do I see when I'm watching?
It's like a
As you look through the window, yeah, you see a bunch of Tabaxi Falcon. And her blindfolded in the corner playing.
You're fucking sexy. You can suck it.
When you stop, somebody says, keep going, it's helping.
This one's about my friend, Rodvay, the ineffective giant. Was a Serpy Drooly too. But I hear he's a good lay if you want to catch him later.
All right, so they have you play for a few hours, and then...
Oh, God.
They put 400 gold pieces in a purse in your hand and lead
this
you...
Lead
you out.
You're rich.
So fucking
I am rich and not kidnapped.
Yeah, right?
I know, right?
Amazing.
You're not in a stew. Like, you haven't been made into a vampire.
Oh, that's great.
The next morning, you guys are... taken to Queen Layla's house.
Queen Layla!
Her state. You guys are led into a fancy brunch table set with a variety of milk saucers and...
How is a brunch table different from a dinner table? Is it a style of furniture?
You guys have to sit on the floor in pads. But there is a... It is set with plenty of... plenty of delicious consumables. When out walks this... what kind of cat is that?
Siamese?
No, kind of a big, chunky... calico.
Oh.
This big, chunky calico kind of tabaxi comes out wearing a tight-fitting dress. She's wearing a crown on her head. And she says, hello!
That voice.
She says, hello, I'm
Hi.
Queen Layla.
Layla.
She says, please, I hope you're enjoying the brunch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good spread.
She says, so, I expected, I'm not going to lie, to see the Jets here this evening, or this afternoon. But you guys solidly kicked their asses.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we did.
I was at the fight. I was quite impressed with what I saw.
Nice. Did you catch our music after? Or maybe you caught my music?
I swear, I have no idea what you're talking about. Wink. she says, but, I have a little bit of a, what you might call it, an opportunity for you that I'd like to, hire you for. If you're interested.
Is Priya with us?
Tell me
Priya.
More, tell me more. Like, does he have a car?
What's a car?
Don't
just,
worry about
does
it.
Does he have a cart?
Cart, there we go.
She says, so as you may or may not know, she says, on the other side of the river from Umfaloko is the jungle of no return. She says a...
So it's a bad investment.
Oh, yes. She says it is a thick and dangerous jungle filled with all manner of trouble.
Much like my bush. What?
I want to know who said that to you and under what circumstances. She says, but that is none of my business.
That sounds like something Punchy would have said.
My mom is Shadow Moss Punchy.
Oh, wait,
so.
Is it?
Uh-huh.
I didn't know that.
You missed the beginning, the
prologue, where I was talking to
her sister
Frank.
Was
Naughty.
Their daughter.
Well, you didn't say any names.
She's
I didn't know.
I did the Minnesotan accent of, like, I should have let mom sell you to the orcs.
Yeah.
It's okay.
It was subtle.
It was subtle. It was, yeah.
It's fine.
She says, anywho, we had a little bit of a research adventuring team go into the jungle. She says to investigate some ruins. Anyway, they were due back a week ago, but haven't showed up. She says, I'm willing to pay each of you 500 gold pieces.
Mm-hmm. I look up from a saucer just dripping. Like,
she says, if you're willing to go in there and retrieve them or their corpses, We just want to know their fate. Bring them back alive if they are. That would be wonderful.
I don't know, guys. I mean, I made almost that for just a few hours of work. Just last
Well, then you can stay here and sing, and we'll go make 500 gold.
Just not everybody has the golden tempered voice that you have, Margaret Stumbleduck.
This is a really bad town. We need to leave this town. I accept.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Shouldn't we be negotiating a little bit more?
That's Sophia what I'm not be negotiating
a little bit more.
Priya says, yes, tell us, you've picked up quite quickly.
What was I just trying to do?
Brag.
Brag. I was bragging.
Priya says, now, a team of my talents, she says, are easily worth 1,000 gold pieces apiece, I think.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not like you can't afford it.
That is true.
Ooh, we have a negotiator among us. She says, how about a little conditional return? If you bring them back alive, I'll pay you each 1,000 gold pieces.
Guys, I seriously love this accent.
If you bring them back dead, 600.
Make it
750.
Well, I could get the jets for 500.
You could, but they wouldn't be very successful after the ass kicking we gave them.
Roll me a persuasion check with advantage.
Yep.
Like, I need you guys to make her say more things so that I can do this accent in the future. I need y'all to talk to her more.
I don't know.
Your deception is plus two.
Plus two.
Deception or persuasion?
Or persuasion, sorry. Your persuasion is plus two as well.
Okay.
19. More gold for the gold dragonborn. Alright, you've convinced me. 750 if you bring him back dead.
Fantastic.
1,000 if you bring him back alive.
Queen Kitty.
Who's Queen Layla? Kitty is a common surname in Umfaloko, but my name is Layla, and I would appreciate it if you dressed me that way, walking carpet. You know, it's important that we call each other by our proper names, otherwise feelings can be hurt.
What sort of monsters should we expect?
Oh, there's all sorts of monsters in the jungle. Nagas.
Snake people?
Snake people. Giant lizards. Snakes.
Why did people go in there to start with?
She says, well, they claim to be very capable and, you know, science. We need to know what's in there. We gotta sort of, you know, if we don't start to tame the jungle of no return, it will eventually consume us, perhaps.
I had too much of a hangover to argue with you.
A well-earned one, no doubt.
Oh, yeah.
Let me make sure I have the wording correctly. I appreciate you addressing me appropriately.
Mm-hmm.
You walking carpet.
I appreciate you addressing me accordingly. You walking carpet.
Did she say where they were headed? Like, was it to like a specific place?
Yes, the ruins. We have a map we can give you.
I fucking love you.
Who blew the map? If everyone who goes there died.
This team is not returned. We staked it out ahead of time.
Mm.
She says, we have spy glasses and animal companions to find it.
Kind of flown over.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
I mean, I accept. Right.
I mean, I'm technically a ranger. I should be good at this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And you can bring your dog with you as well. Though he does not get paid. And neither do you, Priya. Well, I'm not going to go, she says. She says, in fact, she says, while you guys deal with this, she says, I think I'll go ahead to Arachna, she says, and get the next fight sorted out.
Spider people.
far fewer spiders in Iraq than you would imagine. She says, in fact, I think there's a big sign outside the city that says that. It's a really not good name for tourism. She says, anyway, she says, your roadies, whose names I totally remember, will make sure that your voyage up the river goes successfully.
After
you've returned.
Whatever.
I have no doubt in my mind that you will return. She says, if you don't, just give me the courtesy of letting me know.
How many people are we saving?
She says, it's a research party of 10.
We should probably bring a wagon with us, because we won't be able to...
Oh, you won't be able to bring a wagon into the jungle. She says,
could leave one setting at the edge of the jungle, though.
Yeah.
She says, they're all pretty hearty folk. She says, there were 6 scientists and 4 fighters.
Okay. If they're dead, can we just bring back their heads?
She says, you are quite a mercenary, Rothbane.
They're just lighter that
way. He's got a point, though. I think what he's trying to ask is, what's the minimum we can bring back to prove we found them dead?
I tell you what. She, and a servant comes out, and she says, and he goes. He comes back, and she gets this black silk handkerchief. And she says, who is the most responsible among you?
Definitely not him.
Yeah.
I've got a shell. I keep everything in it.
Yeah.
She hands you the handkerchief. This is a portable hole.
Yes! Can I keep it after we're done?
Who knows?
We'll see how things go.
I will forfeit my gold to keep this fucking portable hole.
We can negotiate that later. She says, anyway, if they're dead, throw their bodies in there and bring it back with you.
Alright.
Do not throw, if they're alive, do not throw them in there. They will suffocate and die.
What's the difference between a portable hole and a bag of holding?
It's gigantic.
A portable hole is literally a 10-foot diameter circle you throw on the ground.
Oh,
and it opens up into a pocket dimension that's like 10 feet deep.
We had a magnificent fight where 2 people hid in the portable hole and somebody threw it up against a wall and just tumbled out attacking people. It was great.
So a bag of holding probably wouldn't fit 10 bodies in a portable hole would.
A bag of holding wouldn't even fit 1 body, right?
You could probably fit a body in a bag
if you break it up a little.
Yeah. Depends on the size of the body.
What's the point of a bag of holding?
It's an
object, not bodies.
Oh, it's limited by... The dimension of an object.
Mm-hmm. Well, the dimension of the opening of the bag, yeah.
Oh, well, since you've accepted, are there any questions?
Can we start tomorrow?
Oh, of course. I wouldn't expect you to start with a hangover. Well.
Hello, I love you. Won't you tell me your name?
Queen Layla. She says, well, best of luck, Glam. She says, if you're not back in a week, should I assume you failed? It's about a 2-day journey to the temple.
Yeah, a week and a day.
It's rough for me. I mean, we can also get distracted. I would assume that you can assume it's dead in a week, but if we show up, the deal's not void.
Oh, no, I'm just wondering how soon I should wait before sending the jets in after you.
That won't be necessary.
I will note
they
that
suck.
On the consent form. Well, best of luck. Know that all of Umfaloko goes with you.
Okay.
They don't get a share.
They really care about their scientists.
Well, yes.
Awesome. How much is a portable hole if I were to go out and buy it?
I'll look it up later.
I was going to say. I want this fucking portable hole. Because I can take it into the ring with me, can't I?
Yeah. All right.
Guess what? I'm a turtle and I make velociraptor sounds.
Yay!
All right, guys. Well, that will do it for this session.
Yay!
Yay!
Next session will be your first mercenary quest into the Jungle of No Return.
Nice.
Guess what? You've all leveled up.
Yay!
This is your first milestone. So
cool. What do we do?
If you go to D&D Beyond.
D&D Beyond!
Click on your name, hit manage levels, you can add yourself a level.
What do I do? Go to D&D Beyond. And go to
what do we get?
A level?
Mm-hmm. I mean, for this level, what do we... Oh, six unarmored movement. Oh, my... Oh!
Let me shut the recording.
There it is.